Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Live.
Oh, the camera's on. Hello.
Ben, we're live.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got you with it. No!
Say, man. You got a joint? No, not on you, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 669.
Going live!
Suck it. We have a crossover audience tonight.
It's a special.
We have our normal audience. Then we have people who like Nick Fuentes that want to troll us because we make fun of Nick Fuentes. And then we have the people who just despise Dark Side Phil in here. There's a bunch of them here.
And then there's the ViewBots, too.
The ViewBots. Yeah, the ViewBots that I pay for to push up our numbers. The ViewBots, guys.
ViewBots. Ah.
Now, I am going to tease a little bit. I do have a positive surprise later for everybody.
You have a positive surprise?
I have a positive surprise.
Hmm.
And it's not a dog or a cat or a pet of any type. I have printed up here my email correspondence with DSP back in February of last year.
Is this gonna...
I'm not going to read it all. But I'm gonna go through some of it. I'm gonna go through the beginning of it. Not right now, later on in the show. But I'm gonna go through the beginning of that so we can kind of get an idea.
Is this gonna be like when you got Maddox?
No.
With his DMs?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. And I'm not gonna show screenshots right now. Maybe I will another time where I can like redact certain things from it. But I'll show you. Just wait, guys. Just wait.
You just wait, babies.
Yes. If you're watching right now, liking the stream, for whatever reason, tells YouTube to tell people that they need to watch this stream, too. So if you can either like the stream or retweet us or do whatever you can, like, subscribe, all that wonderful shit. I'm just getting that out of the way right now, and we're going to move into the first part of the show here. So just do that. We really appreciate it. And by the way, pay my taxes, too.
Oh, yeah.
I only have, you know what, I'm going to do this segment that we don't
just
normally
like
do.
Just like the stream, guys.
Thank you, PTM.
Yes.
And yes, if you want to send in any comments or questions and you got a couple bucks you want to support the show with, there's a link for Streamlabs down below and we'll play your message, all that cool stuff. This is a segment we don't normally do, stupid ads, but someone sent me this hilarious, really short ad.
time.
So I'm going to play the intro. So this can only be described as an anti-rape
what?
Commercial.
What?
Like a public service announcement.
So,
dude, this is the worst acting I've ever seen anywhere ever.
Oh, no.
And it's the worst because you can tell he's actually trying. He's not trying to act bad, you know, but it's horrible. Here we go. Here we go.
Hey, what's up? How's that party the other night?
It was all right. What? There was this guy, and he's with his girlfriend, and he's trying to get her to do something that she didn't want to do.
So what'd you do about it?
I didn't do anything.
Whoa. What? Guys, don't be like my friend here who didn't do anything. Not doing anything is part of the problem.
Could they find someone with a bigger speech impediment?
Mr. Mumbles here is trying. He's part of the solution, dude.
He's part of the problem. Whoa. Whoa.
Ben.
I just want to do the whoa part one more time.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
How many do you think this was the first take and they're like, perfect?
Yeah, of course. This guy doesn't need two takes.
All right.
I'm going to do something that she didn't want to do.
So what'd you do about it?
I didn't do anything.
Whoa. What?
Whoa.
Guys, don't be like my friend here who didn't do anything. Not doing anything.
The other guy's a way better actor. Why didn't he get more lines? He's even good at standing still.
Are they actually acting or did this really happen?
Well, why is he breaking the fourth wall here then?
Because he's doing something about it. Don't you understand, Ben? If you don't do something about it, you're part of the problem. He immediately broke away from his buddy and he came and talked to us because he's doing something about it.
I feel like he's talking directly
part
to
of
me.
The problem?
Yeah, it's for this place. Day One Sexual Assault and Trauma Resource Center.
Dude.
You might as well not even make a commercial.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of this commercial.
You like the acting?
I love the acting.
The first Oscar ever
Kids
for best actor goes out to a commercial?
Yeah, for the best actor in a commercial.
No, no, just best actor.
Best actor.
Period.
It's
goes to
be,
a commercial for the
be
first
Joker,
time ever.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's going to be The Irishman, and it's going to be rape commercial, anti-rape commercial.
That's the worst thing you can do.
I just want to say if you mumble. Poor kid had a mouthful of marbles and he still spoke out against it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
King's speech. The king's speech. All right. Now we're going to move into everyone's favorite segment. Here we go. Warp drive. Drop that beat.
What do those emails say? What do the emails say?
Wouldn't you like to know? All right. So first we're going to cover our buddy Nick Fuentes. I don't have a video to watch this time. I just wanted to cover all of the stuff that happened. So we started tweeting memes at Nick Fuentes.
He likes memes,
like
right?
This. Like something like this.
Oh.
And, well, you know, he went on.
He didn't like this, did he?
No. But remember when Ben Shapiro ignored him on the street and he got all butthurt? He's like, you're for free speech.
Yeah.
Well, why is he blocking people on Twitter?
Well, probably because he doesn't want them to know how wonderful of a date he had with Catboy.
Yeah, why is he running from this?
He was obviously really happy for the first time in his life I've ever seen him happy.
You know what Nick Fuentes fans keep saying? Nick was just trolling you guys. He's always just trolling. It's like, yeah, when Nick does something that his fans don't like or that he's embarrassed of, he can say, oh, I was just trolling. I was just memeing.
Hey, guys, I wasn't really on a date with Catboy. I was just memeing. Ah.
You sound a lot like him.
I just did a meme blowjob, no big deal. Ah.
It was just a meme.
Oh, that's
cute. I like this one.
I don't want to wait for this life to be over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, baby. Oh, oh, oh. Ooh. What? The mic is on? Oh, hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
So he blocked us eventually. I love this one.
What?
Someone should edit this and put me in the roller coaster seat next to him.
Look, guys.
Can someone do that?
It's obvious I was just ordering cheese pizza off the kids' menu. And then the Cookie Monster came in.
Why would he do that? Oh, that's not real.
After watching for years, I felt guilty even as a view bought. Enjoy meat bags. Beep boop.
Beep boop.
Thank you, beep boop. You guys are going to help us reach our weekly goal very easily if this keeps up. Thank you for supporting us.
Thank you, ViewBot.
See, that's what you do. All the DSP detractors, they know this. Like, there's nothing wrong with getting paid for streaming. It's how you present it, you know? Like, if I had trouble with my taxes, I would not say, guys, I need you to help me pay my taxes. Even if that was true, I would be like, hey, I'm going to do a marathon stream. Or you know, I would do like more content.
Would you have a positive surprise?
No, I would not do that. Unless it was an actual, like, good surprise. Not a pet that people already know that I have. Here he is with Barney the Purple Dinosaur.
Purple Barney?
Rent-free.
Barney lives rent-free in my anus. Ronald McDonald?
Here's my new favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
I like the quote from Us. Ha, ha, ha. So, yeah, Nick just blocked the DP.
I don't
Twitter.
Know why.
He's blocking everyone that's posting this. Like, normally, he would come back with some clever quip or something. But this time, not so much.
It's because he's lost in the annals of love.
Is the block him? Is he memeing a block at me? Is a block a meme?
Maybe. Maybe, like, he doesn't want you to swoop in and take his cat boy from him.
I mean, he is pretty chiseled.
Yeah. Catboy thick.
Yeah, you know.
Catboy is better than the movie Cats, though.
He was the star of the movie Cats. Maybe they went to see the movie Cats together.
Yeah, that would make sense. The movie Cats is so fucking bad. I don't even want to joke about seeing it again.
Okay.
It was so bad.
You just did it again?
So bad, Ben.
Okay.
I
don't even want to talk about it.
Easily the worst movie I've ever seen in theaters.
Uh-huh.
Easily. Can you feel the love tonight?
Yeah, and keep them coming. If you guys enjoyed some of these, you want to make some more, you can tweet them at me, at Drunken Peasants on Twitter. You can join our Discord. There's a link for our Discord in the description. You can join it there and drop it in the gallery. Also, there's a lot of cool people in the Discord. Lots of people that like to make fun of DSP and Nick Fuentes and all the other
boys and girls. The Globalist says apparently the Catboy is an Instagram sex worker.
Yes. Well, allegedly.
That's not a bad gig. It's not a bad gig at all. Have Nick Fuentes pay me $1,500 to go jacket shopping.
You know,
with
that
him?
Stream, like, we watched a clipped version of it.
Yeah.
That stream is 10 hours long. That video, that original video.
Really?
Yes. The video of him with Catboy, and they go, like, clothes shopping. Trying on jackets.
Just trying on jackets. Take off your pants and jacket.
Yeah.
They had sex for 10 hours? No,
it was
that.
10 hours of foreplay.
That's the cool thing about being a sex worker towards closeted conservatives, is you get paid to not have sex with them, because they're just awkwardly like, oh, yeah, no, we're just friends, right? As they cup each other's
I just want to get, like, a meme blowjob.
Meow, daddy.
Yeah.
Just give me a griper blowy.
I wish I was so disconnected from reality that I could just, anytime I did something dumb, I'd be like, yeah, it was just a meme. That's a meme, that dumb thing I did. Therefore, it doesn't matter. It was a meme.
That's how memes work.
Okay, cool.
It's the same thing as religion, right? You're like, oh, come on, man. I repented. I get forgiveness from Jesus. It doesn't matter that I
That's a great comparison.
Of a dog or a cat boy. A dog boy.
You know what? Normally, Phil is streaming while we're streaming, but he's not today.
I think we know why.
Why?
Because he knows you got the emails. He knows.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Or he's having a little fap.
Yeah, you know what? Before he goes live, he just shows this slideshow of drawings and shit that have something to do with him. And and he just plays like music that's remixes of him talking. And he'll play it for like 45 minutes before his actual stream starts. I'm worried about it lasting longer than 10 minutes, and his is like 45 minutes.
That's a lot of work right there.
Oh, one last thing about Nick before we move on. Creamsicle tweeted at him, asked if he needed any dog boys to
How'd
hang
that
out
work?
With.
Did he get
I
one?
I don't know. I don't know if he got blocked yet.
I hope he didn't get blocked.
Maybe he got a DM from him.
Yeah.
Nick sliding into those DMs.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there is a history. Vosh did a video on this. There's a history of Nick talking about how he likes cat boys. Yeah. Like, there's like leaked Discord stuff that says that.
MAGA hats and dogs and cats. That's...
That's so the weird. Memoirs. That's so weird.
I just like it when he meows, so I can pet him like a little kitty. It's not a big deal.
So I don't know if you saw this yet, so I'll let you be an objective observer to this DSP thing.
Cool.
So yesterday, I was watching Phil stream, and I left this message in his chat. I wanted Phil to come here to my house, which is true. My house. I was going to give him my home address.
Yeah.
Like, how could he not trust someone that was willing to do that? Anyway.
Yeah.
And play Street Fighter 2 Turbo. But he got paranoid and backed out because he lets trolls control his decisions.
Wow.
And then he banned me and typed, and enough of that. Wow. Yeah, he was sitting there watching me, silent. Because he said, I was waiting for them to do something stupid. Didn't take long. Yeah, right here. Well, how is that stupid? I said what happened. Then you ban me, and then I'm going to show what you wrote, which is mostly lies.
Why do you come between me and my good friend Darkside Phil? Billy the Fridge and Philly the Dridge?
Yeah, I don't know. Why do I do it?
All I wanted to do was come over here and play some Vigia games with me. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
And you have to go and get him to... You have to go do something stupid, Ben?
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I did just want to play games. I invited him here, but then when he declined that, and that was fine because it is a drive, like 30, 45 minutes or so, I think. So I was like, all right, yeah, I'll just do it the normal way we bring people on. And we'll get into that in a second.
I was going to make him a nice shrimp platter. I don't know if he's allergic or not.
Here's what he wrote. If you didn't notice, in 2019...
They wanted me on their podcast, and I ultimately turned it down because it's on YouTube.
Okay, all right. You didn't turn it down. You can get back to that, but he didn't turn it down. He said he would do it. He's the only person I've had to book 2 months in advance to get them on the show. Like, not even people who are, like, legit famous need that much advance notice. He does.
He ultimately turned it down, Ben.
Yeah, keep going.
I ultimately did the show with the quartering instead, which was a focused format and no stream chat, and it worked out splendidly.
Okay, first of all, we never even talked about a stream chat, whether we would have one or not. I was very accommodating to him, so I don't know what he's talking about here. Now, the quartering, it's hilarious because he's so dumb he doesn't even realize that recently when it came out that someone was suing him, the quartering was like retweeting all that shit. It's funny that like he thinks everything went cool with the quartering, but the quartering, I mean, if something happens about you, quartering's going to cover it. He's not going to not do that. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Darkside Phil said he made the correct decision and that we're just salty because he doesn't want to be on our drama filled show.
Okay, well, in one of your emails, you warned me that you might bring more drama to my show.
Oh, damn. That's in the email?
You bring more drama to yourself than I could possibly... Like, even now, me making fun of you legit right now couldn't bring more drama than you bring to yourself.
I just want Darkside Phil to come play video games with me and eat shrimp off my belly. Is that too much to ask?
Apparently so.
Christ.
Yeah, so drama-filled show.
I just want him to dip his shrimpies in my belly button full of cocktail sauce. Is that too much to ask?
You already asked that. Damn. You already asked that.
Damn it.
Let's see. I'll read the... I'll read the first part here. So I wrote to him. I said, "Hi, Phil. I sent you a tweet a month ago about a possible collab, and you gave me this email address to write to. Sorry, I'm just now getting to write to you. We get so many requests from our audience to review and comment about you and your content." So here's me telling him, "We've commented about your content before."
Yeah.
"It's my understanding that you also live in the Seattle metro area, so I thought it'd be cool to have you come up to Bellevue and be on a stream with us. We think it'd be fun to shoot the shit and play some games."
Yeah.
"Let me know, and if you have any questions." And here's his first response. "Hi, Ben. Thanks for reaching out. Admittedly, I'm totally ignorant when it comes to other YouTubers." That's not true at all. That's a total lie. "Although I know that my viewers have mentioned your show before, I have never seen it. What kinds of topics do you regularly discuss, and what kinds of things would we be doing if I were to join a show of yours?" He wants, like, literally everything mapped out.
Yeah.
Like, everything.
Did you tell him about the shrimp?
It's bombing.
Damn it.
It's not taking off. The shrimp bombed, dude.
It's a good bit.
No, it's not. "A huge forewarning." This is where he warns me about his audience bringing drama.
Audience. Yeah.
"A huge forewarning. Your show would receive a completely unfair, unwarranted amount of hate. Trolling a crap if I were to ever be on it." Okay.
Trolling a crap?
I think he means "and crap."
Oh.
"Unwarranted amount of hate, trolling, and crap if I were to ever be on it. Expect DDoS attacks and actual personal attacks against yourself and other show members. That's how messed up the hater base, in quotations, the hater base against me is. So being upfront and honest, I'm not even sure having me on would be a good idea. It may hurt you guys far more than anything else. And I speak from personal experience on that."
Damn.
So
he was just looking out for us.
He was just looking out for us, but here he's saying something totally different. He's saying that our show is just a cesspool filled with drama.
Yeah. That's wrong. Our show has shrimp.
"Not to be a bummer or anything, but just looking out for you since you since you reached out to me first. FYI, I live in Redacted, which is a bit of a trek from Bellevue. So if anything were to happen, having me a call-in guest as a test run would work better before we talked about it, and that's normal." So, yeah.
Did he invite us over to his place then?
And actually, I forgot where he lived. It's closer than... like 20 minutes away.
Can we go play video games at his place?
We can go over there and knock on his door.
Yeah, ask him if we can come over and play video games with him. He lives in a small little town called Redacted.
Redacted, Washington.
Yeah, I just want to drive out to Redacted and play video games with him. Stabathan McHugg says, "I wonder if Billy would try to kiss Phil's girlfriend." Dude, I don't try and kiss people's girlfriends.
Just wait.
Try and kiss me.
They do. I mean, there is documented evidence of that.
It's not
so
my
that's
fault.
True. So I replied to him telling him what we do on the show here and what we talk about. Exactly what we do here. I tell him, like, we've had drama here before. Like, it happens. It's normal. And that if he came on here, we'd treat him like we would any other guest.
I'd treat him better than any other guest. I'd give him his own hand lotion.
And I told him we've had, in the past, we had DDoS attacks, SWAT threats, all that shit. So, and I was very accommodating. And I even tried to reach out to him on a personal level, tried to find some commonality, like me and him are about the same age, we've been streaming for a living for years. All that stuff. Like, I was being very, I moved to Seattle from the other side of the country, too, just like him. You know?
I told him.
I was trying to be relatable, and I understand most of you are like, "Oh, yeah, you know Phil, he does this all the time. This is no..." I know. And I knew there was a good chance this would happen, but I thought I'd give him a shot. I thought I'd give him one shot to prove that he's not the buffoon everyone claims he
is. Whoa. I think he just got scared of my Street Fighter II turbo skills.
Maybe so.
He didn't want to lose to me at Honda.
That would have been my dream come true if we would have gotten him out here and beaten him in Street Fighter II turbo. And then we could say, like, if you beat him, you could say, now I'm the fourth best Street Fighter II turbo player.
I am the fourth best. He's ducking me. This is obviously a ruse by him to duck me to the point where he bans you. And makes up some story about us being a cesspool for streaming. No, we are a brick wall for Street Fighter II Turbo games. That's the problem.
He's just afraid.
You can't climb this wall, Dark Side Phil. I'm fourth place best Street Fighter II Turbo player in the
world.
In
America. Oh, you know,
the world.
You know another thing I did? I sent him photos of the studio here and all the equipment just to be like, yeah, you know, we're legit.
Sweet boy thing. Yeah.
I was like, look at all the cool consoles we have.
Yeah.
Look at all the games. Everything's awesome here, guys.
Yeah. We were just trying to be good buds to Dark Side Phil. And instead he bans you? Wow, Dark Side Phil does not play well with others.
He's telling, he says, I have an extremely busy streaming schedule, full-time slash over 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, with a single day off to spend with my girlfriend.
Damn. I didn't know he was that busy.
So it would mean scheduling time off to be on your show, which I'd be okay with as long as I knew way ahead of time and we could make it work. No, that's not what happened, because I let you know way ahead of time, and we didn't make it work.
That gave him enough time to psych himself out and hide.
Well, you notice the first email, he was trying to talk me out of it, but I was like, nah, it's cool.
We're like, dude, trust us. We can handle your Dark Side, Phil.
We can.
Woo woo.
Yeah, so I'm not going to get that much further into it. I will save that some of it for another time.
I just wish that he would let us come to his house during one of his 10-hour streams. And me and you could sit on his couch and I could beat his ass at Street Fighter II Turbo because I'm the fourth best player in the United States.
Yeah, because you took his spot by forfeit because he wouldn't show up.
Yeah.
So now he just sucks. Like,
and I'm willing to drive to Redacted Washington to go toe-to-toe with him and let him try and win it back.
Redacted Washington.
Yeah, in Dark Side Phil's summer home in Redacted Washington, where he's got that good air that fixes his back. He's got that back's fixing
air.
Yeah,
what is this? Yeah, I saw people writing in the chat about Phil. He said that he had to move to Seattle because the air in Seattle fixed his bad back. Is that true?
It's true. The Seattle air, dude. I'm just super proud that, you know, I treated him like a human being.
You didn't have any communication with him.
Yeah, but I think that's the most human thing to do is just ignore people.
Is it? I don't agree at all.
I didn't get banned.
Who cares?
Dark Side Phil and me are besties.
I knew you were going to play this angle. You need some new bits, man.
What bit?
You do this every time.
Okay.
I knew you were going to put, Dark Side Phil's my buddy. Look, I want to eat shrimp with him.
Lobster now.
Okay, just stop.
The shrimp bit
it's
wasn't
old
going
now.
Over. The shrimp
like, you
bit...
did it with Onision for so long that now, like, no one believes it.
What? Me and Onision had a falling out. It's very
sad.
Oh,
yeah, whatever. You're just memeing, pretending to be his friend. Just like
it's very
DSP.
Sad.
You do that with everybody.
It's very sad.
Isn't Seattle kind of polluted? I don't think it's polluted. No, compared to most big cities, like cities comparable size now.
Yeah, we have an awesome air filtration system called Seattle Rain.
Oh, I mean, we're right near a rainforest over on the peninsula and everything, so.
We're grooming DSP.
You know what? I'll give you a little more since you guys.
You have a little bit there?
Let's see. All right, here we go. I'm sure you'd want to let your viewers know well ahead of time, since it seems they are interested in having me on. I'd like to explain my own viewers why my stream schedule would be changed. Yeah, yeah, because if you missed a stream schedule, they're going to freak out.
He has 2 months in advance to let them know that he's going to be
right.
on the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I have not been on any kind of podcast or show in years. And you have a very big following, so this would be very significant, I think. So he's being positive about it here. Does he do drugs? And he just, like, hides it? I don't know. And then he says, let's talk more. I'm interested and think this could work out, but admittedly, I'm still a bit skeptical. Not your fault at all, but the last time I was supposed to be on someone's show, they used it to lie about me and get Damn. Extra attention for themselves. Damn. Well, okay, when you're on someone's show, yeah, there's a give and take. You're both getting attention. You know, you get to be exposed to their audience and some of your audience comes.
But we weren't going to lie about him.
No. No, I wasn't even going to get into any of this. Like, I don't know. Where did I leave off? Just another example of the hate and vitriol that's been thrown my way over the years. So it makes me paranoid about this kind of stuff. So going back to my original post where he banned me.
That boy paranoid.
Yeah. He got paranoid and backed out because he lets trolls control his decisions.
Do you know that we have the same initials as Darkside Phil? Drunken Peasants, DP.
There's an S, though. DSP. That's why he's called DSP.
It's lowercase.
No.
It's lowercase there. It shouldn't count.
Okay, whatever. Cool. Yes. Yes.
I'm going to start calling him DP.
Okay, go ahead.
Just like us. The S is silent. Yeah, the Drunken Sweet Boy Peasants. We have an S, too. We have so much in common with him. I wish he would have came and hung out with us. Gosh.
Yeah, we could have, like, went to, like, a taco truck together. We could have got a bicycle built for three.
Yeah.
And rode it around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We could have played hopscotch in Foursquare. We could have done all these fun things with Darkside Phil.
I got one of those Keemstar Cosmetics in the mail this week. We could have done each other's makeup. That would have been awesome. We could have had a little sleepover. I could have brought some like pork and beans, and we could have done
like,
farts and a
like
a
you could have been the biggest spoon, and I could have been the middle spoon, and Phil could have been the littlest spoon.
Little baby spoon.
Yeah.
A little baby spoon. I would like that.
Someone in the chat just said DSP considers moving work.
That's true.
I mean, Onision wrote off his wedding on his income taxes, so. Yeah, I see there's a pattern of that sort of stuff.
There's a pattern of grooming and for Washington residents?
Yeah.
Like Onision and yes. Darkside Phil and Billy the Fridge?
And Billy the Fridge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just happy that Darkside Phil's moved on from all of this.
He hasn't, though.
I don't know. That post there saying, and enough of that, I think that means he's moved on.
Well, the enough of that was right before he banned me. That's why he said that.
Oh.
See?
I was just waiting for them to try and do something stupid.
How is that stupid? That's the worst excuse you can come up with right there. What was stupid? All I did was say what happened. There was no profanity. There was nothing bad.
Now, if you were a sweet boy, Ben, you would have said, Phil, let's try again to get you on the show. Love your content. And then he would have been like, oh, gosh, these guys might be up in the up and up. They could be sweet boys like the Quartering.
That nice boy, the Quartering.
That nice boy, the Quartering.
Yeah. He's a sweet boy. He got punched in the face and did not flinch. He did not retaliate. He knows.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, but he wasn't trying to hold a camera. He was like sucker punched in a bar, though. Have you never heard of that?
No, I heard of that.
Okay. Yeah.
Should have held the camera.
I don't think it wasn't a live stream.
Hey, guys, I have a positive surprise. I have two new best friends, Ben and Billy. That's a good positive surprise.
That would be hilarious if that should have been his positive surprise.
For real. And we come over with our bicycle built for three and do like wheelies with him. That'd be pretty chill. I've never done wheelies as an adult. I remember doing wheelies as a kid. I wonder if I could pull off a wheelie on one of those Lime bikes. Call me baby.
$1,000 cat. I thought it was $2,000, but I could be wrong. Look, listen. We do this thing called Actual Mania. It's like it's almost like a parody of a wrestling pay-per-view, but we just have our patrons vote on who's going to win. And we put up DSP versus Wings of Redemption, right? Didn't we do that?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Wings of Redemption was deemed more scummy.
So Wings won.
Wings won.
Wings,
yeah,
won the vote.
But we had a really bad video of Wings where he was just being ultra shitty.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we probably took it easy on Dark Side Phil because he's like our new best friend and he plays video games with us all the time.
Eventually. I wish.
Dark Side Phil.
Dude, I had this plan to just use spam tactics on him.
Little spam tech?
Just spam tactics over and over and over again.
Earlier you said he might be on drugs. Like you thought.
I don't know what's up with him. It is kind of weird.
Do you think doing his taxes is just spending money on blow?
He might be like bipolar or something too. I don't know. Because he's like all positive and like, oh yeah, this can be great. And then like the next day he's like, I don't know. I don't know about this. I don't know. People are saying he's an tons of gin. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't even know he drank.
Gin isn't real alcohol.
I gotta ask all of the people who are here because you don't like DSP. What is the appeal? Like, what makes it entertaining for you? What is it about him? And if you're watching this after the fact, you can leave it in the comments below. But I'm really interested because there's a lot of communities based around dislike for someone, and it is very deserved in many respects. Like, I've seen it for Onision. Yeah, lolcow syndrome, I guess.
It's fun. I sit back with a box of popcorn, and I get my lotion out, and I give myself a nice little belly rub while I laugh at DSP. It's fun.
It's a positive surprise.
I give a little positive surprise, a little pop up. It's not bad.
You know, someone mentioned he's bad at games, and I think if he was bad at games and showed some humility, people wouldn't mess with him. But the fact that he blames the controller, he blames everything else other than just himself. That's why people goof on him for being so bad.
See, I'm bad at games, and I blame the controller.
You do blame the controller. Yeah.
I do both.
Yeah.
But it is because your fucking Switch controllers are busted.
Yeah, it's the controllers, yeah.
It is. They're terrible. Ben's got, like, the wonkiest Switch controllers in history.
Uh-huh. Yep. All right.
One off movement destroys an entire game of Tetris 99. It's very hard. Very hard. Me and my boy Phil.
I think, you know what, guys? It is. It's narcissism. It's narcissism where you never admit that the reason why you lost is you. There's always some extenuating circumstance that caused you to lose that had nothing to do with you.
I'm saying specifically it's your busted controller.
It's not busted. It works for all these other games.
Weird. I wonder why it just fucks me over on that Tetris game.
Okay.
I wonder why.
Because I reprogram it so that when it feels that you're holding it, it just fucks up the whole game. It's all part of a conspiracy
to make everyone think
that you're bad at video games.
I knew you did that to me, Ben.
Yep.
The way you picked on me and Dark Side Phil.
That was my plan for getting you out of the house. Yeah. So, everyone, if you want to go ahead and join our Discord, feel free to do so. Every now and then I'll pop in there into voice and we'll all get together and talk about some cool stuff. I'll play some videos in there, too.
We get Big Ups, Evil AJ, number one Tetris Online Street Fighter 2 Turbo player of all time.
Who, really?
I think. I don't know.
Is that someone that just typed in the chat?
Big Ups, Evil AJ.
He's number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Corey in the house. Corey in the White House. Do we have any more crazy people?
Yeah, we do. I just knew people came here to hear us shit on Phil, try
and,
so I was
should we
like,
try and call Darkside Phil and apologize?
I don't have his number.
Shoot.
Shoot. Let me see. Does Darkside Phil have a Discord? I doubt he would, because he wants, like, full control over everything. He's probably streaming.
Ooh, oh.
Let's see if he is. He is not streaming right now, and I'm not surprised. He's probably watching right now.
Maybe he took some time off to come do our show. He said he'd have to take time off from his streaming schedule to do the show.
Yeah, a year ago he said that, and Shoot. Then he said he wasn't coming.
Darkside Phil, just come on our show. Come be my new best friend. Darkside Phil. And Backside Bill.
Streams in an hour. Well, we'll go check back with him later on and see what he's up to. Yeah. And you know what? You know what I think we're going to do tonight in honor of DSP being one of the topics of the show and in the thumbnail and everything? I think tonight's post show is going to be over on Twitch.
Wiki, wiki, yeah.
Tonight's post show will be over on Twitch.
He can come on there because he says YouTube is a cesspool.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Yeah, come on the show. We'll let you come on the show. Benpai is my best friend. I don't need a Darkside Phil. Jerk it live. We're not gonna jerk it live, guys.
I already did that before the theme music played.
Ben did it to kick the show off.
Hey, let me tell you about my best friend. All right, we're going to open up Q&A for the... we'll go back into crazy people later, but we're going to open up Q&A for the chat. Well, forgot to slow it down.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately.
So everyone in the fan chat, which is the chat that displays on our screen here, fire away with any questions you have, and we will try our best to answer them.
When is the next actual Mania?
It is, I have it on the calendar here. It is January 15th. And by the way, we joked about something that we referred to as actual Mania IRL, and it could possibly happen. We could do an IRL actual Mania.
Does Billy have any weight loss goals for 2020? Yeah, I've started back on my strict diet, so I should be dropping pounds. Can you please get Cherubisky on without that dumb fuck sitting on him? Possibly. Is rape illegal or just frowned upon? It's illegal. It's definitely illegal. Do you believe the government saying the Iranian commander was planning to attack the U.S.?
Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll get into that later.
Who's the next cringy contender for the Cringerweight Championship? Looks like Egghead does not want to go on a stupid hot sauce battle with John Cringe.
Let's do, we'll come back to Q&A later. Let's do.
What if we call it surprise sex? Surprise sex is not rape.
This guy, this video is entitled, Hey Iran, Don't Mess With America.
Oh, for those of you not paying attention, Donald Trump, our president, my president, your president, just took out the number two most powerful person in Iran. If you don't know, Iran is the number one recruiter slash supporter of terrorism in the world. Iran is without a doubt one.
Okay, I haven't looked that up, but even if that's true, why? I'm sure Saudi Arabia ranks pretty high up there too, and we're
buddies with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But the worst places in.
Yeah, and they banned when Trump did his travel ban. Saudi Arabia was left off of that list, even though the majority of 9/11 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia.
The history of the world, and this guy deserves not to be here in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Am I the only one that woke up this morning and is not upset at all that this dude is no longer breathing? In fact, they had to identify his body.
It's not so much about a horrible person being killed as it's all of the problems that are going to follow. It's working further to destabilize an already unstable situation.
You know, if we wanted to make this guy's killing be, like, publicly accepted, we should have just, like, thrown a Epstein or Weinstein case on him. We'd have been fine then.
Most people didn't even know the guy that got killed, so.
It's true. We should start spreading rumors that this guy was on Epstein Island, and then everybody would be like, oh, yeah, fuck
with Bill Clinton.
By the ring he wears on his hand, because that's how bad we messed him up. However, watching the Democratic Party today, this morning, in news of these events, defend Iran.
Just because they're against the missile strike that killed this guy doesn't mean they're defending Iran. Okay.
It's something that every single American should be ashamed of and think about come voting day. Democrats hate Donald Trump so much that they would rather defend Iran than support the president for taking out this cowardice, horrible, monster animal of a person that's a terrorist.
I hate this weird way that he manipulates it to make it sound like if you're not okay with them killing this guy, that means you're against America and you support Iran instead. Where we all know that this has way more consequences to it than just that.
Then support the president. What the crap? That this dude has killed, that means kill, Americans. Would you rather we still had Barack Obama and just send them billions of dollars in unmarked bills in pallets in the middle of the night so they can just continue on murdering Americans? Would that make you happy? No. I would rather.
I believe that was done to negotiate a release, which I don't necessarily agree with. Paying governments to release hostages, but pretty sure it was done for that reason.
Have a president that actually has a freaking backbone, unlike Barack Obama and God knows Hillary Clinton, who would have just left everything. Oh, we don't want to upset anybody. We'll just give you some money and it'll all be okay. Shut up. There are bad people in the world that need to be handled, period. If you are not American enough to deal with that fact and stand with America when we stand in the face of tyranny and say, absolutely not, we will take you out, then pack your bags and move to Iran.
Yeah, because it's that easy. I hate it when people talk this way. You're not American enough to not question what our government does because they killed a bad guy. So you should just move to this place that no one would want to go to because you know that there are bigger consequences behind these actions.
Now these guys are all for immigration. When it's Americans going to Iran, but they won't let those poor Mexicans into our country.
They're not immigrating to Iran. They're being sent there as a military force.
Oh, okay. I thought he was saying just go there.
Well, he's doing the, you don't like it, get out. It's like, just because we don't agree with a military strike against another country doesn't mean we think Iran is a better country and that we'd rather live there instead. It's ridiculous.
If you don't like America, leave.
Remember Rick Wiles? Remember when you called the
Logan.
Phone? You called the phone company to make sure that your phone didn't have Mark of the Beast technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a Rick Wiles video.
Shut down all air traffic over the Middle East. All they have to say is nobody's flying today. That's it.
That's right.
Look what the U.S. and NATO did to Libya. Remember, we did the no-fly zone over Libya. Do you remember why we did a no-fly zone over Libya?
So we would be the only ones flying there.
That was a real reason.
It's a U.S.-only bomb zone.
Yes, brother love?
But the official reason...
I love you!
Prices, right?
The official reason that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton gave the world, that Muammar Gaddafi was a threat to pro-democracy protesters... In Libya. In Libya.
Right.
And therefore, we bombed the snot out of his country.
Out of the whole country.
Out of the whole...
Bombed the snot.
We bombed the snot out of his whole country.
They bombed the snot out of his country.
Destroyed the whole country so that no protesters would get roughed up by Libyan cops.
You think we might have hit a few protesters and all that bombing as well, Rick?
But the public bought that story.
Sure they did. Yeah,
they just
bought that story.
Constituents, right?
And then who took over Libya? ISIS.
Damn. Fuck, dude, I want to hire Rick Wiles to be a co-host on Drunken Peasants. He's a natural talent.
I want him to just play video games with DSP.
On Drunken Peasants.
That'd be a chill stream.
Yeah.
DSP, Rick Wiles.
Part of the plan. Go back to
World War III.
No stream chat, though.
Oh, yeah, we got a stream chat on for that.
No stream chat.
What a waste.
2001 and General Wesley Clark. Being told by a general weeks after... 9/11, there's a plan, we're going to go to war, we're going to hit 10 nations in 5 years, and the last nation is Iran. So here we are, folks, it's been more than 10 years, and been more than 5 years, but we're at the last stop right now, Iran. And
if this is not the last stop, it'll keep going forever. Even if we totally squashed Iran and like made it the 51st state, there'd be another place to have war with. War is profitable.
You don't think that we're going to have world peace now after all this?
Yeah, get rid of Iran. World peace, it's over. It was Iran the whole time. Just had to get rid of them.
I'm just glad that World War III is going to be fought with memes.
Do you remember when there was a basketball player who changed his name to Meta World Peace?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Ron Artest?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Meta World Peace. Let's see. What is this?
Okay. Hold up. Give me a sec. It don't play, I think.
It don't play.
It don't play while I'm on the live, so I can't really do it.
What is going on?
It's like rotate device back. Okay, I did. Why is it locked? Why is it locked? Why is it locked? Why is it locked? I didn't log it in here.
Okay.
No, it's locked off. Okay, so I guess I'm gonna have to something else. To play it in the background. I'm gonna have to use something else to play it in the background.
Who the fuck are you and what are you doing? We don't even know.
So what I'm going to do is get my laptop.
Does he have printers stacked on printers back there?
Yes, he has a printer stacked on top of another printer.
A tower of printers. This guy is up to no good.
I hate judging people by the way they talk, but he just sounds so low IQ by the way he speaks.
No, this guy is super smart. He's got the face tattoos to prove it.
Yeah. I have all kinds of tattoos, but face tattoos, no thank you.
Yeah, buddy. Sorry. Yeah.
Dude. Does he have a microphone?
Okay.
I thought he was going to do something. Oh.
No.
It's a cringe rap.
No.
That's why she blowing me up, man. She loving my swagger and in love with my style. I'm not a pimple, baby, I can teach.
This guy's got a face for SoundCloud.
And there's his mom cleaning up.
Shut up, really?
Oh, I don't know, someone.
Is he at the fucking business center at the La Quinta Inn? Is that what this is?
Yeah, the business center, the room with like a desk and a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, at the La Quinta.
What now?
Recording his mixtape at the La Quinta Business Center.
Night shifting, day lifting. Baby girl wanted me to come over lifted.
This is really good.
You like it?
No.
All right, what's this?
Is this his dad?
Hello, everybody. This is
Kenny
Paul
Rogers,
Off Grid Desert Farmer, with Paul and Adrian. Good morning. Hope you guys are doing great. It's December the 21st, 2019. We have some new chat rules going into effect starting today on our chat. We had a very unpleasant situation last night. We did a live chat for almost 2 hours, and the trolls were coming in by the drove. They were actually Satanist trolls, and we had the devil himself.
Someone made a devil troll account. They're like, I'm the devil in your chat room.
The devil himself.
Guy in all in red, and his name was Satan. And then he brought his friends with him, and they were trolling. We had to end up ending the chat. We did not post the chat. They were trying to get us into, a racism. They were saying
Dude,
racist remarks.
They were trying to get us into a racism.
Yeah, apparently you're not familiar with how the internet works these days. Like, yeah, trolls. If you say you're Christian and someone's trying to troll you, they'll say they're Satan. You know, trolls always do the racism thing.
Those trolls almost got him into a racism, Ben. That's heartbreaking.
Marks and all these other things. So we're going to be instituting some new chat rules. There will be, if you don't have a viable channel, if you don't have.
Oh, he's doing the Jared Genesis rules for chatting. Like, you have to have a channel with content on it. You have to have a profile picture.
But then if your channel is doing too well, he'll ban you anyways.
I don't think this guy's going to do that, but that is one of the Jared rules.
More than 100 subscribers.
You have more than 100? So who the hell are you going to pay to sit there in your chat and, like, click on everyone that comes in? Oh, doesn't have 100 subscribers, banned.
But if you were a troll group, couldn't you just make like 100 accounts and subscribe to each other and then boom, you're in?
Yeah.
If you don't have a channel, if you don't have any video, you will not be allowed on our chats at all. We will take you off as soon as you come on. I'm very sorry, people, but we just have to control this troll problem. We have people coming in wanting to instigate arguments. Last night was, like I said, very, very bad on our chat. We had to eliminate our whole chat. They were talking about all different kind of things, and
these
were Satanists. They were Satan worshippers.
They were Satanists.
So we're not going to have that on our chat. Our chats are family friendly.
Yeah.
Good luck
For our community, for our subscribers. So we're laying down some ground rules. You know, I'm a nice guy. I'm a really nice guy, and I didn't.
They're not going to follow. Okay, a troll is not going to follow rules that you make. You can explain away the rules all the time. The only effective rules with trolls are ones that you can actually enforce.
But Ben, these are Satan trolls. These are Satan himself in the troll form. And to top it off, they tried to get him to do a racism.
They tried. You know, like, they failed. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Everybody to have a chance to comment and everything. So, and on some of our videos that I did on the militia, I actually had to eliminate the chat off of that because we had some trolls that were trolling our militia videos, trying to get into some racism and hate. So we don't tolerate that. We don't hate anybody. We love everybody.
He's got a well-oiled love militia.
Yes.
He's like, they're trying to tell us our militia videos were racisms. That's not true. We just want to have a militia in case our government takes over and the Mexicans come in. That's all. That's all.
God made everybody on the earth. You know, God loves everybody. God loves black people. God loves Muslims. God loves gay people. You know, he doesn't.
Wow, this is refreshing, actually.
I like the sin. You know, he doesn't like people sinning, but he loves
everybody.
He doesn't
like the sin of them being gay and or black.
We don't wish anybody harm. And these trolls were trying to get us into arguments, you know, and trying to frame us or goad us into saying things. So we're going to eliminate that, people. We're laying the law down. You know, you have to have rules and regulations. So our rules are for the chat. As if you are an individual, if you don't have any subscribers, or if you don't have a channel, if there's no picture of you, if you don't have any
you're making a viable a lot of work
channel,
for yourself.
You're not going to be.
Why don't you just go in and block the swear words? I think there's like a profanity filter. Why don't you just do that? Like, instead of like inspecting every channel of everyone that comments in your chat, why not just block the things you don't like? I don't understand.
Allowed on our chat. I'm just sorry. If we don't know you, if you're not part of our subscribers and we don't know you, we are not going to let you participate in our chats anymore. We do have a few people that we do know. So those people are okay. But as soon as you come on, if we check your channel and I'm sorry, if you just have a little face deal with no face on it, then one or two subscribers, you're being eliminated. We're not going to tolerate.
I mean, that's the majority of YouTube users.
I don't know. I like this guy's chutzpah.
You're alienating the majority of YouTube. Because most people don't have more than a couple subscribers, if any at all.
That anymore,
I don't know. He backtraced the Satanist trolls, and the consequences will never be the same.
Dude, Satan has all kinds of subscribers.
Disruptive.
Yeah, Satan's YouTube is lit.
Yeah, the real Satan has all sorts of subscribers.
Very disruptive on our chats, and you know, you're taking away from the chat room and other people wanting to do what they need to do. So these are just the new rules, and I just want to let you guys know. And we have 10 people watching right now, 5 likes. So
sick.
I hope you guys
like
what
four of them.
Yeah, 4 of them.
Of them don't meet our criteria. You got to go. I'm so sorry.
What we're doing. So it's not that we're trying to discriminate against anybody. There are a lot of trolls. We had at the end probably 8 or 9 witches or Satanists or warlocks or whatever.
Oh. You mean you had 8 or 9 witches and Satanists or warlocks and you banned them and now you're stuck with 10 people? You halved your audience all because of some bullshit warlock Satanism?
And the ones that got banned are going to cast spells and just eliminate the rest of them.
Great.
Too. Yep.
On our chat. Everybody left off the chat.
I want to see this guy debate Von Helton.
People watching at one time, and once all these people showed up, they left. So they were just barraging us with questions, trying to get us into racial strife. And they were saying the N-word, and we are not going to tolerate that on our channel.
Hell no.
But that's just the way it's going
to
be. So
they do that to
we'll
trigger
back,
people, though.
Shortly just, with some breaking news.
Just ban the N-word. You can do that. Dude, watch some tutorials on YouTube. You can ban the N-word so that people can't write it in your chat. That's possible. You're a weirdo.
News. We have a lot of breaking news today, so I hope you guys are doing great, and I hope you're all ready for Christmas. And thank you for watching, and we'll be back a little bit later with some breaking news. God bless and goodbye.
Who watches this guy breaking for news. Their fucking news?
Breaking news. Probably a bunch of old stay-at-home moms that kids all went to college. They're like, well, let's go watch Papa Priest talk about the militia.
What is this? Oh, God. It's this other guy, Emo Howling Wolf.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever the case may be in your part of the world. I am Emo Howling Wolf.
Now- He's emo. Look at him. He's so, you know, at first I could have sworn he was a member of My Chemical Romance for a second there.
Now, as you know, I made a video 2 videos ago saying what I believe is going to happen with Eric Brandt. Now, we all know that people make predictions, and a lot of times the predictions doesn't come true.
It does.
So I am not saying that it's going to happen. I want to be clear on that, because I don't want people to be angry over that video. I'm just saying that was a premonition, a notion I had. And the notion could be dead on, balls accurate, wrong, for all I know.
It all
until
accurate,
we get
wrong?
To that point in time,
yeah.
Nobody
balls
will know.
Accurate. I thought balls were totally accurate.
because we've had people predicting the end of the world. Oh, New Year's Eve.
By the way, everyone, in case you mentioned this, or in case you missed me mentioning this, we are doing our post show tonight on twitch.tv. Go there, twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. If you go there, please follow us there. And yeah, I think we might be streaming head to head with a certain person who's in our thumbnail tonight.
2000, the world's gonna end when all the computers shut down and nuclear power plants and all that shit explode and all that. Remember all that shit? Y2K shit.
Remember?
And then you have your religious fanatics. Oh, on a certain day, the world's
gonna... Balls really aren't that accurate, though.
Yeah, they're kind of like a shotgun blast.
Yeah,
right?
They got to shoot out millions of little spermies spread. Just for one to hit that egg.
You know what? If you know what, guys, I think this guy is funny to watch, but he kind of sucks. And I know someone sends me all of his videos. I'm gonna watch a little more, but I'm thinking this guy kind of sucks. And by the way, I see a whole bunch of people right now following us on Twitch. Thank you for doing that. We're trying to, because I know there's some DSP fans, or not fans, but detractors that are fans of making fun of DSP in here right now. And I know you guys watch Twitch and shit like that. So we're trying to make our Twitch presence larger. So if you guys could do that, and we'll be streaming in about an hour from now, we'll be streaming on Twitch after this stream ends. Almost immediately. So.
And, right? And then we get to that certain date and time and nothing happens. But, in fairness, seeing that I gave you my prediction of Eric Brandt, I'm going to give you my prediction of my demise, okay?
Whoa.
Okay, this is how I think
shot.
I'm going to buy it.
This is how I think, right? I'm going to buy it. My demise,
I believe,
kill myself
every fiber
stream,
in my being.
That'd be cheating.
That I'm going to be shot. I believe that with every fiber in my being.
Every fiber.
I've had this notion for years that I'm going to get shot.
For years that I'm going to get shot.
And now that I'm in this, you know, cop-watching movement, this auditing movement.
Oh, that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to be an auditor. What a dumb hobby, pissing off the cops. Like, yeah, the cops fuck up and they do some wrong stuff. Doesn't mean you have to put yourself at risk to fuck with them.
It's the auditor movement is what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah. I watched some of those videos. It's true. You shouldn't let a cop totally violate your rights, but you shouldn't like go around and try to piss them off and film them as a hobby. I don't know. It's not going to change anything.
I got
to
get
now. I'm beginning to wonder if that
auditing
reality premonition of me getting shot is going to come true or not. Because I'll tell you, here's a couple of ways I predict it's going to happen. Number one, I'm going to show up cop watching with a nanopod. I know this is a pack of cigarettes and part of my mic stand, but
are
I don't
sure
have another
not a
phone
nanopod?
To show you this or a monopod. But I'm going to show up to a police team with something like this, you know, filming the police, and the fucking cop is going to take it a wrong way some night on a dark fucking police scene.
Yeah, if you come up to the fucking cop with a magic
wand
and a pack of cigarettes
on you.
Oh, no, you don't want to handcuff me. No, I'm just auditing you. Oh, no, you don't want to strip search me. Oh, you don't want to anal cavity search me, do ya?
He's got a fucking gun.
A monopod. What a great way to say selfie stick.
And they're going
to
go, and this is...
They're going to tap themselves in the head and spit?
It's going to be this side of the head, right fucking here.
Right here.
I predict this. I'm going to get shot right here.
I'm about to get murdered by the cops.
Go.
It's a gun.
You know, it's a pack of cigarettes.
I believe it's going to be a cop doing it. I think they're going to mistake a piece of camera equipment while I'm out on the cop watch. And they're going to think it's a fucking boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay. Somebody's...
Okay.
Some of these backwoods New England cops that don't know what cop watching is. That's how I believe that my demise is going to happen.
Okay. Same.
I believe I'm going to get a fucking bullet right fucking here.
Okay, you've already said that a bunch of times. You're done. Stop sending me this guy's videos if you're
Dude,
the one doing it.
Ben, he's a member, Barry. He's going to get murdered by the police, member? Member Trayvon? Member?
He called me, sir, and it got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Hello.
Wow. All
right.
They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
At our stupidity.
DP Action News.
And you better well learn to love it.
I would say before we get into this, feel free to read some of those Streamlabs that came in. And by the way, guys, the reason we do a show on Saturday is because we meet our goal the previous week. We have a goal every week, and if we meet it, we do a bonus show the following week. So if you guys could send your support, even like $2, $5,
yeah,
help us reach our goal before the end of this stream, and we'll be doing another show like this next week. And I think that will be the stream where I read the thrilling conclusion of the DSP email saga.
If we have if we hit the goal like in a reasonable amount of time, I'll put both the shock collars on my titties and zap my boobs. Fuck it, dude. Man, my man tits will get cooked.
Ow! Dude, you've done that before. Yeah, it was almost like you wore like...
It sucked, yeah.
Yeah, it was like under your like...
Under my
armpits?
My arm. Yeah, it was. I had to wrap them around my big old chunky
like
man.
They're like under boob around
yeah,
there?
Yeah, and I'll electrocute my chunky dunk knobbers.
If you want to see that, you should contribute even like $2.
Do it.
It's great.
Do it. Do it. All
right.
Our president will start.
All right, so this is Trump in, this is Trump 9 years ago, 2011.
I was going to read the stream.
Oh, you know what? Go ahead. Sorry.
Amberlynn Reed said, what is Glow Gang? Good question, Amberlynn Reed.
Is that a gang of people that like to watch the show Glow on Netflix?
Glow Gang. Woj Tech says, I bet this guy is real fun at Thanksgiving. This is like 23 minutes ago. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Phil?
Maybe. War Dog Leader said, actually, you have to beat Evil AJ as DSP ducks him. So you need to beat Evil AJ for the fourth spot. Also, please post those emails online. You need to show evidence or this will be a bust, guys.
It doesn't matter. Even if I post it. Okay, listen to me. Seriously. I can post screenshots, but screenshots can be fake. There's always going to be plausible deniability there, no matter what.
Here's what you got to do. Just open up your emails. Just give everybody the password and the login.
Oh, yeah. That's easy enough.
That'll
Why didn't I think of that?
That'll prove everything. Hey, Kilo, shock those pepperoni nips for me, Billy.
There's no way to actually prove it.
Ben,
I mean,
go
I...
full screen and take a big rip, says Kilo.
Okay.
War Dog Leader also said, hello, King of Suffering here, regular detractor, just saying, but if you don't show those emails on either Twitter on Streamland is no different than what DSP does. So please show those emails.
Listen, look at how they try to accuse me of being like, no. What DSP does is making you pay for it and then not doing it.
Don't you?
I'm not making you pay for this.
Do you want to be like DSP? Is that why
I love how they do that. You know what? Don't turn me off to the anti-DSP fan
fry
base.
Fry them titties.
Thank you, Phil Oliver Holes, for that $20 titty fry comment. Mentally ill detractor said, hey guys, hope you can use this money to keep the tax man off your back. Screw those mentally ill detractors. They literally want to kill you, dude. They literally want to kill me. Literally.
Is that what Phil says?
They literally want to kill me. These mentally ill detractors literally want to kill me. Jacob Bartonowski said, been a while, so take my money. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
Mistaken Reaper says, I wish I had a little more to give this month. Well,
you're fine. You know, like, you give what you can give, and if you have a rough month, you take a month or two off, whatever. Don't feel bad about it. Yeah. The fact that you help out at all means everything.
Literally means the world.
Yeah.
Big screen Ben hitting that fucking super duper weed. It means everything. Everything. And then I believe we got a couple of super chats too. Wherever the hell those went. Yeah. And just...
Super
little
shot.
Baby Burning Hell Burnell. That was very sweet from Bipolar Bear. Pepper Lives 34 gave us a little shout. And that's
everything.
Super faps.
All right. So back in 2011, Trump made a prediction that Obama would start a war with Iran to win his reelection.
Wow. So
listen to this. This is ridiculous.
Trump's always been a strategist.
Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate. He's weak and he's ineffective. So the only way he figures that he's going to get reelected, and as sure as you're sitting there, is to start a war with Iran.
Damn.
And then what does he do? On the first day of his reelection year, he kills the number one general in Iran. Kind of weird. I think that's kind of strange. He's such a hypocrite, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, 2020's been a good year so far. Australia's burning. World War III's starting. Baby Yoda memes are at an all-time high, though. Do you think we can win World War III on Baby Yoda memes alone?
No.
Put down your drones, pick up your phones, retweet Baby Yoda memes for World War III. Do it. Do it.
All right, so I guess the Department of Homeland Security is raising the security alert status.
The threat level?
Yeah, it's like I haven't seen this shit since 9/11. It's like, you know, it's been almost 10 years since 9/11. So now, you know, we need a new
20 years.
Or 20 years, yeah. It's been almost 20 years. It's been what, 19 years? Well, this September it'll be 19 years.
No, yeah.
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 So they need another reason to make us feel afraid.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's looking at potential new threats against the U.S.
9/11 is legal, guys. Billie Eilish and 9/11 are legal, guys.
On American soil.
Across the country and in the nation's capital, police are on high alert, armed and standing ready for whatever retaliation Iran may have in store. In New York City, police have already stepped up patrols after a series of anti-Semitic attacks. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio says they're deploying even more resources.
No.
Sounds like this caused a bunch of dumb shit.
No one has to be reminded that New York City is the number one terrorist.
Has Trump even explained how Americans were in imminent danger because of this guy that we killed? I don't know.
Target in the United States.
They caught him in the act of trying to do some bad stuff.
Recognize that this creates...
They didn't do this to start World War III. They did this to stop World War III.
A whole series of dangerous possibilities for our city.
In Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh is bracing for the days ahead.
The rhetoric coming out of Iran is that they're going to do 3 days of mourning and then take action, and nobody knows what that means.
Yeah, I mean, the likelihood of a U.S. target being attacked is very small. The likelihood of some U.S. military being attacked in the Middle East or, you know, in other countries, that could happen. You know, but we're not in any... I mean, Iran is not a superpower, you know.
But what if Iran targeted, like, our favorite authors? And they went after, like, J.K. Rowling and George R.R. Martin and destroyed the future of our literature. That would be heartbreaking.
Why would that, like, how?
How
are they vulnerable, though?
I love those intellectual properties.
Okay. Well, George R.R. Martin says he doesn't give a fuck if he finishes before he dies. And he's tired of people rushing him to finish.
Damn.
Because I think he is still writing those, right?
Oh, yeah. He's got, I think, 2 books left.
Authorities in Philadelphia are keeping a close eye on the city's football stadium and this week's playoff game.
We may see a terrorist attack against...
Oh, my God. Going into a pro sports venue is like getting on an airplane now. The security's that tight. You have to empty out your pockets and walk through a metal detector.
I think that it's not even for security. They just want to keep people from bringing in outside food and drink.
No.
It's all a ruse to sell more fucking popcorn and beverages, $20 beers.
No.
A civilian target.
No, there's somewhere around regulations about that kind of stuff.
On the world against the United States fairly soon.
Michael Morell, former acting director of the CIA, says Iran could take any number of actions, including targeting the nation's infrastructure.
Over the last 10 years, the Iranians have gotten much more sophisticated in their cyber capabilities, so their ability to do real damage to networks here in the United States is something that we have to take
seriously. Oh no, we won't be able to buy shit on Amazon.
No!
I mean, like, that's the least of my worries.
I just want to make sure Amazon's safe and J.K. Rowling's can write the next Harry Potter.
Is she going to bring back, like, the Harry Potter characters?
Yeah, but this time, he's gay.
That's not happening.
I hope. She's retconning all the characters to have, like, kinks and stuff.
Yeah, she's been doing that. I think maybe she was drinking
Snape wears butt plugs. It's like, that's awesome.
Snape wears butt plugs.
I could have told you that just from reading the book.
Potter. Help me adjust my butt plug, Potter.
Potter, stuff me with a clove butt plug, Potter.
A clove.
It's where you take a piece of ginger root, and it's called figging. You take a hot ginger root, and you cut a tip out of it, and then make it so the base gets stuck in your butt, and the ginger root, like, burns your butt from the inside out. It's called figging. Potter, make me figgy pudding, Potter. I learned that from J.K. Rowling.
You did?
Potter.
Potter.
Harry Potter ruined Christmas.
I did want to send a shout out to everyone watching right now. If you could please... If you see anything funny or interesting that you would like us to cover on the show, you can either send it to us, drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. You can send it there, or you can join our Discord and you can drop it into the content section.
Content
section.
I will train thousands of Qasem Soleimani. So hold on. They killed the guy that was second in command of Iran. And this fucking schlub on the street with a sign thinks he can train thousands of second in command. If you train thousands of second in command, then
they wouldn't be
second in command.
Right.
Like if it took him this long to become second in command, I don't think this guy holding the fucking sign's capable of training thousands of them. I don't. Wouldn't he have to be first in command to even have the capability of training a thousand of those guys?
Yeah.
This sign is not a threat. It is a stupid meme. You are losing the meme war, my friend. Somebody go out there with a Baby Yoda sign. Like Baby Yoda holding a little cup and his little comfy thing saying, like, World War T, because he's finishing his tea. Sweet little Baby Yoda. I think it was soup in the actual movie, though. We can all assume it was a cup of tea now.
Sweet little Baby Yoda.
Sweet little Baby Yoda boy.
Adorable little Baby Yoda.
Fucking owned Iran.
Ow, 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 ow.
Can I be second in command of the meme war on Iran? I probably can't be. Who's in command of the meme war against Iran? We need to call them and get them on the show.
DSP.
DSP is not bullshit. We would lose that meme war.
General DSP.
We need the meme generals to come out of the woodwork and show us the memes that are going to win World War III. Is it Nick Fuentes? Do we rely on Nick Fuentes' meme ability?
Irony, bro.
Me and Catboy went over to Iran today, where homosexuality is illegal.
Yeah.
Boy, did we sure give them some freedom.
Homosexuality is illegal.
Boy, did we sure give them a lot of freedom. I took it over, bent over, took a giant missile in my freedom hole.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, Gasly would be a great general in the meme war.
Yes, fright power. All hail Blue Whale.
Seriously.
Here in New York City, the mayor says this new threat is potentially greater than anything this city has faced before. Uh-huh. Rena.
9/11 2.0, guys.
Thank you very much. Kenneth Craig in New York.
Kenneth Craig.
They just want everyone to be afraid. And the news, they can sell that so easily because so many people are afraid. So they watch the news to see what's going on. And they're like, man, this could be worse than... Remember when the buildings blew up? That's going to be worse than that. Fucking put... Remember when they told people to put plastic wrap over their windows?
No.
After 9/11, people were like, what can we do to prevent... Because everyone was like, what if another terrorist attack happens? It could be like a dirty bomb, or it could be, you know, a gas attack or whatever. And they're like, oh, have a terrorism ready kit ready.
Put plastic wrap above your
window? Over your window. So, like, if there's, like, a gas attack, it'll, like, help hold
Do you think that was sponsored by the Saran Wrap people? Because I think Reynolds Wrap got in on the tinfoil hats for the conspiracy theorists. They're the big money is in Reynolds Wrap and Reynolds Foil. Tinfoil.
Yeah.
That's the conspiracy theory bread and butter.
Oh yeah, these are the troops getting shipped out. Hey, that's Gary Glitter. That's Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
That'd
be a good hype song for these troops to walk out to. That's what the Joker walked out to when he danced down the stairs in the Joker movie.
Movies tell me good things.
Yeah, that's
Billy
why
the fridge. That's 2020.
That's how the NBA gets hype during 1996 playoff games.
Yeah, they stopped using it.
Gary Glitter.
Yeah, another generation because of this shit. Just wait, another generation is gonna come home. Some of them in body bags. Some of them without limbs, head injuries. Some of them PTSD for the rest of their lives, and they're going to get shitty medical treatment from the VA, and it's just going to be another fucked up. I mean, we went through 20 years of it. It started to die down as much as it could, I guess, as much as they were willing to let it, and now we're escalating again. We're back to it again.
What if our government just dropped a ton of drones off in Iran? All right. And these drones were connected to an app that us at home could control these drones. And if we try and take them out of Iran, they like self-destruct. They won't leave Iran. The GPS won't let them leave Iran. But we could just have all the war crimes and stuff we want live from our own phones with these drones. We can go around and like attack the bad guys or do whatever. It'd be like a video game. And then we wouldn't have to yell at the government for doing the drone strikes because we were doing them ourselves. We'd have like a rankings board for who's the best drone striker here in America. It could solve our political problems.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, it'll solve our political problems because we would be removed from every like coalition that we're a member of.
They're going to need more drones.
I did watch this video that someone put up onto YouTube, and it was a hypothetical U.S. versus the rest of the world in a war. And it's the U.S. would, according to him, like, he put together a pretty solid argument, too, that the U.S. would still win just mainly because of our technology. And, like, the only ground war we would have is in North America against Canada and Mexico. And other than that, we would just use our Navy and Air Force to like first blow up all the oil refineries over there and their oil reserves and all that shit so that they can't power their vehicles eventually. And it would just be like, it would just be precision. It's technology, basically. Because our like aircraft in the United States are like decades above, like beyond what most people have.
China's making those stealth bombers though. China's trying to catch up. We had stealth bombers since, what, the 80s, though? Did we have them in the 70s?
Stealth bombers, no, not in the 70s. I thought stealth bombers came out in the 90s.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when we knew about them.
Yeah, and I'm not saying the guy that made that video was right. I'm just saying he made a compelling argument.
Look,
I and made it sound like just the firepower we have in the water and in the air, like these gunboats that are miles out into the water that no one can touch, can fire very precisely onto land.
Can we get that guy
insanely
to,
easy?
Can we get that guy to look over everything we have and see how much of it is just pure waste that's unneeded?
It's unneeded in the sense that we wouldn't need to do like a world, like a literal world war against the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of aircraft that never get used and that sort of stuff, for sure. I think we spend way too much on our military budget.
Do your best to get everything in the overhead bin. If it doesn't fit, you want to use it, quick, grab it.
I love how he just has a rifle on an airplane. That's not something you see very often. And this looks like a commercial airliner. This doesn't even look like a military plane. Yeah, is it Miami Air? Is that what that said?
Yeah. Going to Miami.
So they're on like a commercial aircraft with rifles. There's a big Humvee.
This is like IRL Call of Duty.
Yes. Yeah. Looks like a lot of work. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, this is some serious shit. We are deploying more military to the Middle East. So, I guess we'll see what happens. Is it a ploy for Trump to get elected or reelected?
What if Trump messes up and wins the war in like a month?
There's no war.
Oh, you got it done? I got it.
We would have to like attack them.
No, didn't they say they were going to do some shit?
And there wouldn't be, I doubt there's going to be a ground war. If anything, there'll be more like missile strikes.
More drone attacks?
Yeah.
What's even the point of ground war anymore? Jeez.
Not so much.
We're just like, we got all these drones now. It's not fair for...
When you want to, like, control a city or something, you need ground war, unless you want to destroy the city.
Yeah.
So...
What is this? Protesters are calling for the withdrawal of troops from Iraq.
Shit.
And deploys an additional 3,000 troops to the region, despite President Trump saying he does not want to start a war or seek regime change with Iran.
I don't want to start a war. I just shot missiles at them.
Kevin Cork joins us from West Palm Beach, Florida, near Mar-a-Lago, President Trump is wrapping up his holiday
Jordan
vacation.
Jordan Peele from Key & Peele playing this anchor.
Evening, John. The Republicans called the president's decision to strike General Soleimani decisive. Democrats called it a reckless escalation, but the president said he was a terrorist who absolutely, positively had to be stopped.
Qasem Soleimani has been killed, and his bloody rampage is now forever gone.
Forever gone.
Forever gone.
Yeah. His bloody rampage.
He was plotting attacks against Americans, but now we've ensured that his atrocities have been stopped for...
Have we heard about what he was plotting? Like, why they felt they had to blow this guy up? Because my feeling is that they just got intel where he was and they knew they could hit him without too many civilian casualties, so they did it. I doubt it was much more than that, but maybe they uncovered plans. I don't know.
Good. They are stopped for good.
Those, of course, the comments of the president in Miami yesterday. As you know, the drone strike that took out Soleimani also killed several of his senior cadre. A fitting end, said the president, for a man with the blood of hundreds of Americans on his hands. However, congressional Democrats were furious that the operation was carried out without their knowledge, specifically without the notification of the bipartisan Gang of Eight. This from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The full Congress must be immediately briefed on this serious situation and on the next steps under consideration by the administration, including the significant escalation of the deployment of additional troops.
So Congress was not notified of this attack. Now, the president doesn't have to notify them of every action. He can do, like, executive order, like, police actions with the military. But if a formal declaration of war has to go through Congress.
To the region. Indeed, that process has begun as select Democrats, including California's Adam Schiff, are now being read in.
Question is why the administration chose this moment.
The first day of election year.
Why this administration made the decision to remove.
He's being impeached. In what, 11 months? He's going to go up for re-election.
So somebody said that this Iranian military, Soleimani, he had to be removed so that now Iran can have peace with the United States. He was the guy in the way of peace.
Then why are they threatening retaliation?
I don't know.
Well, that's why I would call bullshit on that.
It might be bullshit guy in the chat that said that this was the stuck
right.
to peace.
Right, they're threatening retaliation. How is that? That they'd come forward and be like, oh, you know, we're glad he's gone. No, but they don't want to seem soft.
Move him from the battlefield when the other administrations, both parties, decided that would escalate the risks.
So clearly, the debate will continue on Capitol Hill, as we now have been able to confirm that congressional lawmakers have now received notification about what led up to the strike, John. And I should point this out, within the hour, we've seen the president has been on Twitter. He is now essentially threatening Iran. He says they are talking tough, but the U.S. has identified more than 50 sites that it would target if the Iranians were to target American sites and other interests that are related to the U.S. We'll keep an eye on all of this from our perch here traveling with the president. But for now, back to you.
The watching and waiting goes on. Kevin Cork from a rainy Mar-a-Lago. Kevin, thank you.
Mar-a-Lago.
From a rainy Mar-a-Lago.
That's where Epstein found some of his massage people.
Horrible. I can't believe that this General Soleimani was on Epstein Island. I cannot believe it.
Soleimani. Soul man.
I am a soul maniac.
What? I guess we'll do some more of this.
Everybody in the fan chat.
A bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Ask your questions. Immediately. And for those of you that has been trickling in them donos, thank you again. Dusty Jarvis says, Trump is God. Trump is king. Trump is legendary. Appreciate that.
Okay.
And Kilo said, shock those pepperoni nips for me, Billy. Go full screen. Take a big rip, Ben. We did that already. Caught up there. Did Ben get some traps from Iran? Iran? Yeah. Billy, have you ever thought of having children? Yeah, I want to have kids and raise a family. I'm going to start in like 10, 15 more years.
What?
Yeah.
You going to have a little Christian?
Yeah. God, no.
Some people suspect that the possibility of having a kid with autism is more likely when you're really, when you're like old. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah. Fairy asked if I have keto tips. Just make sure you always have approved snacks and count calories throughout the ketosis process as well. At what point does bread stop being bread and become toast?
Oh, you know what? I think DSP is in the Discord server right now.
Bread stops becoming bread when you have sliced it and recooked it after slicing. When you cook it a second time. Hey, Sorrel Jones says, poop on me, Bill Fridge. Please be my Rocket Man tonight. You know it, as always, Sorrel and John. Didn't Chris Chan's parents have him at an old age? Yes, yeah, that's what Ben
that's what
was
we were
explaining.
Just saying.
Does cuckoo ca-choo? Yeah. Are bricks domesticated rocks? Fabricated rocks.
Yeah, they're definitely not rocks.
Yeah. Clay. Keto is bad for you. Probably. But so is obesity. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, Dark Side Phil.
Is a Pop-Tart
now.
A calzone? I would say a Pop-Tart is not a calzone. Would you kill Baby Yoda if you knew he'd grow up to be Space Hitler? No. I would raise him as my own, and then my Space Hitler would be a better Space Hitler.
My Space Hitler.
Can your loose stomach fat reach your mouth?
Oh.
I can definitely get my loose booby fat into my own mouth.
Gross.
But I don't know about stomach fat, probably. Billy, is DSP a pussy? I mean, obviously.
Yes. He's doing his thing right now where he's streaming, and he's just playing music and showing a slideshow of different photos for like a half hour.
Ben and Billy, who would win in doucheball? Is that like dodgeball with douches?
Doucheball.
We throw douches at each other. I would win. Baby Yoda grooming Billy. I mean, if he's going to grow up to be Space Hitler, I think grooming Baby Yoda into being a more kind Space Hitler.
A kinder, gentler Space Hitler. So, guys, we're at about 75% of our goal. We need to get about $200 more to reach our goal.
If we're ever going to do another bonus show next week, geez.
Yeah, so if you could help us out with that, we would be very, very appreciative.
Tonight's the night. Billy, would force jerking be a good way to train with the force? What does that mean? Like using force choke on your peenie?
Yes.
I can't imagine it would hurt anything. What is the largest diameter you've managed to stretch your anus? Oh, not big at all. Wire hats? Fashion? Function?
Fashion.
Would I wrestle New Jack in a hardcore match? Probably not.
No, that'd be terrible.
I have a friend who did multiple times, but he's hella hardcore. He was CZW world champion for a while.
CZW.
That's hardcore. Horses or otters? I think in the grand scheme of things, horses. But.
Oh, DSP's talking about us right now?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Is he? Let's see.
Don't do that,
DSP. What kind
of a
person you are, and I'll never deal with you, right?
Oh, no.
Pretty matter of fact, that the situation. So that's done. And I don't care about it anymore. In fact, I haven't had any contact with them since April of last year. And then all of a sudden they decided to join my stream chat like yesterday or the day before.
Uh-huh.
Talk shit and got banned. And now, of course, they're going to talk about me on their podcast because they're bored. There's nothing going on. Let's do some shit talking because that's what we do when we have no
time. No. All right. Who told them we were shit talking? We miss him.
Oh, continuing on. Bulletproof 2014. Resubscribe for 13 months. Thank you.
Oh, damn. My God.
Cancel DSP. He thought we were shit talking when we were just missing
him.
Yeah,
I was just reading our old email. You know, like when you like read old letters from like an ex.
Ben was like, I don't want to wait.
I don't want
to
wait
for our lives to be over. DSP, come be my friend again. How would you describe salt to someone who has never tasted it before?
Salty.
Damn.
I'd be like, I don't care if you don't understand. It's salty.
Pungent. Overly savory flavor crystals, tiny flavor crystals that melt when you put them on your tongue.
Yes, we're doing great. We are doing wonderful right now.
Everybody, we're having a good time. How would you describe Egghead to your mom when you were 5 years old?
Mom, this dirty bathtub guy is...
Dirty bathtub guy.
Is being a cringe. Can I go night-night? I don't want to watch anymore.
That's what I would say to my mom when I was five. Billy, would you hate fuck DSP? Fuck no, dude. That's not what sweet bros do to each other. Wine or beer? Probably beer. He's not supposed to be here today.
Somebody asked, we went this whole episode without bringing up Teddy Hart.
Damn.
I've been talking to Teddy Hart. I've been talking to Teddy Hart.
Ben's got a new friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teddy Hart's Ben's new friend.
Yep. Well, there was a time where we were talking about Teddy Hart, and I said, would you wrestle Teddy Hart? And you said you would. So I DM'd Teddy Hart, and he said he'll wrestle you. And he laid down the terms, and they're pretty reasonable for someone of his caliber.
It's pretty reasonable.
It's pretty reasonable. So I thought, like, we would plan it months in advance, like, you know, 8 months in advance. We get you back in the ring, ring ready, ring shape. We document all of your progress. And then we figure out a way to put it live for everyone at home to watch. And then, like, people to come and watch it live. That would be amazing. And that's not a joke. I did talk to Teddy Hart, and he did agree, you know, conditionally to do this.
Yeah.
It's on.
It's
on.
Possible.
It's, oh man, it's on.
It's possible.
It's so on. Billy, this is your calling. This is your calling.
It's possible.
IRL Mania.
It's possible.
You guys, you know you all want to see this. You know you want to see this. I know people who aren't even wrestling fans that will want to see this. That's the thing. And have you ever main evented? Mm-hmm. Have you? Okay. There's not a lot of your stuff out there. Like,
yeah, there's not.
It was done at a time before everyone had high quality phones to film
shit
and stuff like that.
I remember seeing the first iPhone I ever saw when I was in one of my last wrestling meetups, my last wrestling matches with one of my buds in Massachusetts. And one of my buddies worked for Apple at the time, and he was like, yeah, no, I just got this new iPhone gimmick.
He got, like, one of the beta ones, like the beta testing.
I think they might have just released around, like, that month or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's a pretty cool-looking phone right there. Oh, it's going to be popular, huh? It's before smartphones were around.
Is there a video of you? There's a video of you doing, like, a powerbomb, right?
Probably.
I was trying to find it the other day, and I couldn't find it, but I thought it was on one of your channels.
Probably
Billy the Fridge Power Bomb. That was your finisher?
I think.
I can't find it. Where the fuck is it? I don't know.
One second.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a link. You're not going to want to have audio because it's an old music video.
Sure, I'll turn it down.
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
DSP's chat is just people spamming emojis.
Emojis.
He always has this fucking scowl on his face. He looks like he's constipated. That face you make when you gotta push really hard to get the poo-poo out.
So there's a little bit of cringe in here.
Is it when you throw up?
No. This is like an old, really old shit video, but there was a cringe intro, I think.
Someone said you need to gain 400 pounds to be in wrestling.
I know, dude. I don't know what it's like.
I mean, you're still a big guy. You were just obnoxiously big before.
Yeah, that was awesome when I was wrestling back in the day and I was just a big fat wall lump. Now I'm... Now I have to relearn how to be.
Would you change your style?
No, not much.
There you go. You should add the stink face to your moveset.
Shit, yeah.
Dude, yeah. Dude, where were Rikishi shit? Actually, I think that was kind of ridiculous. I can't believe he wore that shit.
So the video starts at like 1:30.
Did you send it to me on Facebook or what?
Yeah, on Facebook. Okay. It starts about 1:30. This, you could play the cutting the fat intro if you want, because it's so...
I don't have it queued up.
Okay, good. It's so cringy. This is an old clip video from like 15 years ago, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's fine.
I'm a little baby.
So what? What?
1 minute 30 seconds is when it kicks off. This is 30 seconds.
Oh, 1 minute and 30 seconds. Sorry, yeah. My bad.
Yeah, right. There's a big cringe thing.
All right, here we go. And this is you did some training in Canada, is that why?
Yeah, I used to go up to Canada all the time.
All right.
Hey, people, the goal, we're 3/4 the way there now. Just give a few bucks or else you're big. Okay, I've done that enough. Thank you, D-Spec. I got a 75% of
you do it. What the fuck? They all trying to pick you up?
Yeah, they were just trying to lift me up. This was a little fat Billy.
Little fat baby Billy.
I broke the ring doing that one time. Oops.
Test of strength?
Yeah.
Is this guy like a luchador or what?
Yeah, lucha dork.
Lucha dork?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Hit him with the power bomb. Hit him with the power bomb.
Dude, you're like the kid that wore a t-shirt in the swimming pool.
Yeah. I was a big chonk. Big, thick chonk. Big, fat boy.
Were you biting him? What the hell? Yeah. Oh, you're a bite. So you're like Abdullah the Butcher or something.
I mean, a little bit. I was fat guy. So I had to bite him, and I stopped and had a Twinkie, and the referee wouldn't share with me. So I scared him into eating the Twinkie. It's
Oh, he leg dropped you from the apron.
Yeah, the referee tried to give me Heimlich maneuvers.
Oh, that was cool. Hurricanrana.
A little bitch beta Hurricanrana.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then It's
like an inverted power bomb.
Yeah.
Damn, you whipped his ass in there really hard.
Yeah, busted his shit open. Busted his little shit. And then fat splash for the W. Thick Billy. Thick Billy style. This is like one of the clips I remember having from back in the day. It's not a lot of stuff out there.
Here we go. Phil Oliver Holes wants everyone to give $2.
Yeah, just pull your $2 out. Whip it out. Whip out your $2 bills.
Whip out your $2 bills, your dollar bills.
Play the clip of me vomiting. I vomited on not Matt Camp. I vomited on...
Chris Hardwick?
Where is that clip? I vomited on a little kid named Jonah.
That was the wrestler that you were in the ring with?
His name was Jonah. I puked on him.
Guys, this has to happen. Billy wants it to happen. He's just like, he knows it's a lot of work. But I'll tell you what, if you feed his ego and tell him it's going to be the greatest thing ever, he'll do it.
If you think it'll be the greatest thing ever.
It will. Oh, dude. Dude. People want to see this shit.
I'm sure they do.
They do. And then we'll get Teddy in here for an episode. Maybe he can't do the whole time, but we'll get him in here for little bit.
I just wish everybody would let me live my poor little life.
No, you said your goal was to get down to 250, dude. That'll help you.
I'm not gonna get down to 250. Well, okay, well, whatever. Teddy Hart.
No. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like you'll get way closer, right?
I sent the Facebook clip of me puking in the ring, but it needs to be fast forwarded as well because I think it's got like some bullshit. It starts at about 10 seconds or 8 seconds.
All right.
It's an old bullshit clip. Old bullshit clip of me vomiting all over in the ring. A nice cringe fail. And then I just, I keep vomiting, and I don't know if I'm going to stop vomiting, so I go to fucking roll out of the ring, but it looks like I die.
That's your puke spot, right?
That's my puke spot, dude. All I did was puke all over the ring.
I think Draws, did you really puke?
Because I drank like a gallon of water before the match, and then I went to do a belly splash, and it pushed all the water up out of my throat. Just did a whole bunch of pukes.
He's gotta puke. So I thought we could couple, if we could set up a wrestling match, and then like the day after do a DP meetup, so people could come to Seattle for like a weekend, they can see a wrestling show and a meetup. That's an idea I have. I'm sharing it with everybody live right now.
If you guys want to fly out to Seattle, Washington,
for IRL mania, actual mania, and a meetup, that's what we would do. Yeah, you know, if you guys don't like Dark Side Phil, I bet he won't like it if you give me money instead of him. give me money to pay my taxes, please.
Yeah.
And Billy's going to zap himself. See, Phil wouldn't zap himself for money.
Does it veers. This
Let's see what he's saying.
To the left, but one straight.
He's complaining about the controls.
So you got this here, and then this way here. Can you go through this?
Yes,
you can. Okay. So there's another hut over here. I'm drawing all this. There's another hut. What is there? There's got to be something here. I see a...
He's playing Myst. Stuff.
Fuck. Fix all. Grazie. So... I guess we won't have to use these electric dog collars.
I don't know. Shit. We may not. I mean, like. Let's see. I don't even know where they are. They're all around.
I wonder if they're charged. Here's a couple bones, Max. With
dude,
bones.
Someone said go on Twitch and host his stream. Oh, hold on. I go to my own chat to do that, right? I do. Oh my god, I want to see his reaction because it'll display, right?
Yeah.
Hold on.
this will be like a peace offering.
Oh my god.
This will be our peace offering.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to turn up his volume here.
In this place. So now, here's the other way, okay? There's going to be another hut. I'm going to draw this next hut. Look at this map so far.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I can't host one. It. I can't host it because he has me blocked. Hold on a second.
Okay, I don't see a switch. I don't see a page. I see nothing. But I see another walkway, so we're going to again draw another walkway. Okay.
He probably won't even know that this is me. I have another channel.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
I still don't see anything, right? And now it's going to another walkway, to another hut. Okay.
To another hut.
Boy.
All right, let's
now
see what he does.
Now this hut, we're going to go in. There's a path to the left, and there's a path to the right. Okay? So with the path to the left and the right, I have to draw that.
Everybody look
so here's
left.
Here's the path to the left. Here's the path to the right. You may notice something.
Maybe he doesn't have his Streamlabs alert when he's being hosted.
The diagram is starting to curl into a
circle. Oh, whatever. That was a bad idea. It would have been funny, though.
Guys.
I don't think Darkside Phil would even know who I was. He's not my best friend like I claimed earlier.
Right. Yeah, I don't think anyone believed that.
I lied, guys.
No, I don't think anyone believed that.
I lied, guys. We're not besties.
It's like whoever we're laughing at that moment, you pretend to like, and then like you say that you're friends with them.
Yeah, I made it all up because I'm lonely. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys.
He should, DSP should do pizza roll mukbang. Didn't he do like, he used to do food reviews and he did shower, like he did like Axe body wash or something. He did one where he was taking a shower. I saw that on the
shower.
Beyond the Rabbit Hole.
Just doing a little shower.
So, shit. I need to make a run to the bathroom, so I guess I will hand it over to Young Bill Fridge again, to the people who, you know, want to ask him the best questions.
I'm also on a diet, and pizza rolls sound so good.
Pizza rolls.
I'm to ask you,
yeah, I haven't had
questions.
Pizza rolls in a long time. I prefer just pizza.
Immediately.
When are we getting BTF chicharrones? You mean like my skin, my loose skin cut off and deep fried?
Oh.
Be pretty chill. You're never alone, Billy. There's all sorts of mites and microbes living on your face. Well, that's pretty sweet to think about. Thank you. Thank you. I fucking hate mukbang. You challenge me to an MMA fight? All right, I challenge you to put up a $20,000 purse for me to fight. That's my going rate for MMA. It's 20K. And I don't even need any extra.
Believe in your dreams, Billy.
Yes, two guns, no ammo. Dunk a Shane. Can you check to see if that buffet in Festus has mac and cheese yet? Ah, let me try. $500 in a buffet? I don't know about all that. Tuba McFluffy with that ass. Yeah. Can you guys hear it okay? Yeah, do you guys have mac and cheese? Do you know when you'll be getting mac and cheese? Oh, okay. All right, thank you. Damn it. No mac and cheese at the Festus buffet. Would I make some DP rap songs? You guys want to buy a DP rap album? Wiki Wiki Scratch. Mac and cheese, the Festus buffet. Mac and cheese is high in starch, but I'm also not going to go all the way to Missouri to eat mac and cheese anyways. I just want to know if the Festus Missouri mac and cheese buffet has mac and cheese. Still a mac and cheese situation. The fight would be for charity? I'm not going to fight for charity. I don't give a fuck about fighting for charity. The fight would be for charity. No. Fights, if I'm going to fight, it's going to be for profit. If I'm going to fight, it's going to be cash in my pocket. I'm not one of those people that is, like, charity-driven. Because I'm already so giving. I already give the world my smile. Gosh. All profits from the fight to pay for DSP's taxes. Skrilla and Manila, exactly. Give me that money. Give me that money. Someone send me mac and cheese. Fight for kisses? Billy Flash us? Weird. Why help others for charity? What have other people ever done for me? I do for others all the time. I just don't trust charities with my money. I don't trust Susan G. Komen with my money. We can tag team DSP and Jared. That's kinky. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
No more.
No more. When am I going to diss rap G-Man? I don't know. G-Man never messaged me his rap video he made, so I don't even know if it exists.
I need G-Man to send it to me.
People did send it to me, though, and I totally never listened to it. Let's keep this going, man. Cringe rap segment, por favor. Por favor.
No one sent me any cringe raps recently. I don't have any.
Sad. From the cringe annals of America.
Caramel corn. Caramel corn.
Did you get one of those giant Christmas tins full of caramel corn?
No. Just like a bag of it.
That was like, as a fat kid, I used to love Christmas because you could get those Christmas tins full of bullshit popcorn. It always had like cheese popcorn, regular popcorn, and caramel corn. Can we get a Doink the Clown match? And
I don't think he's alive anymore.
The original Doink the Clown is definitely dead. Then they got the guy that played the Brooklyn Brawler to play him.
Oh, Steve Lombardi?
I think he played him for a while, yeah.
Hmm.
I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. The original Doink the Clown was Matt...
Bourne.
Bourne, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Bourne. Oh, yeah. Wanna pop my corn on Cornhub? Weird. Matt Bourne is dead.
Matt Bourne is dead.
Everybody's throwing cringe rap in the chats now. Crazy boys and girls. It's not weird. Is it weird? It's not weird. Catboy love. Is...
Sexual fantasy. Oh my god.
You, this is creep rap. Fuck cringe. This is creeper rap. I think you want to masturbate. Yeah.
How about this?
Is that Stephanie McMahon Helmsley? Oh no. Lisa? Uck Girl?
UK.
Oh.
Born in the UK, full of things I wanted to achieve one day. School was a drag, God. I didn't fit in. But later that means
I didn't fit in.
Who picked on me?
I didn't fit in.
Because now I'm here. Doing my thing and singing my song.
I didn't fit in.
Doing my thing and singing my song.
Time for you. Give me an L. Give me an I. Give me an S. S. And an A. A. L to the I to the S to the A.
Oh, God.
This ain't a misdemeanor. Please don't think I'm a dreamer. Who's that girl? Have you seen her?
is an Uck girl. Uck.
Full of skinny 6 foot blondes surrounding me. That don't matter. I ain't perfect. Stuff the audition panels, they ain't worth it.
I'm just glad the trans community sucks at rap like the rest of us. It's very sweet. Very sweet. We're all equal at our sucking at rap. This is bopping. You love this, Brohammerino? I was still banging down the show. Bet you could kick yourself. You said no now. Was that Rusty Kid? No. Yeah. This is a big no.
Oh, shit.
That Uck girl. Oh, great.
He, like, dropped something. That's a hard motherfucker right there.
Wear that cat shirt. I got a cat shirt. Even my kitty cat.
I'm going to the RV park.
Even my kitty cat is hood.
Trash, yo. I don't give a fuck. Beating your ass, ho. Trick bitch, nigga. You little fag ass. Now I'm just talking shit. Yo, you're on the rag. You bleed, nigga. Straight from the dick. Gonna shot it off. Yup, I did it, bitch. Yeah. Yup, yeah, I did it, bitch.
You like your shirt?
I'm just talking shit, and I don't give a fuck, don't you know? Who the fuck wanna talk shit? People talk shit.
I'm just talking shit.
People talk shit.
You know who I am. You can cut it in, you cut it out, yo. Talking that shit, shit your fucking mouth, yo. I don't give a damn, yup, I'm an asshole. That's how I be, beat your mama with a lasso. She be liking it, she be diking it.
We be diking it.
I'm a dyke kid. Don't you know I'm a man like bitches with my bitches? Yup, that's how it be. Three bitches, four bitches, five bitches.
No, niggas. You love him. He's your favorite.
White, black. I don't care, nigga. Peach color, brown.
You love it when he says,
I don't like it.
Oh.
10, yup, ain't nigga. 10 niggas, that ain't that. What? All my niggas getting some.
I wonder how much crystal meth this guy
That's what smoked. I'm thinking. He lives in the RV that he also cooks in.
Breaking Bad meets Rapping Bad.
Don't you know, rapping to me. Ooh, so smooth, girl. You know that I like it. Try to fucking do it. Don't you know how it be? Come on, let's do it. Everybody's doing how it do. Kick it hard.
I can tell that it's painful. It's like in waves of pain sweeping over you. It's like
I've
a woman in labor.
I've been comfortable crapping my own pants.
It's like contractions when a woman's in labor giving birth.
That's how it be. Don't you know I'm the dealers? You can understand every word. Don't you know that's how it be when I'm spitting my verb at the mouth, yo? In that trash, yo. I don't give a fuck, said I'll beat your fucking asshole.
Damn.
He doesn't give a fuck. He'll
Don't
beat
fuck
your
with
fucking
him.
Ass, ho.
Don't fuck with him.
Don't fuck with him.
Don't do it.
Who can't relate?
Let's see what this is. Oh, God. Okay, this is going to be good.
Ready for this?
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, yo, yo.
I'm sitting in class and I'm so hungry.
I just had to get some food in me.
They're trying to be the Beastie Boys.
And it didn't Feasty make me think boys. I would see another day.
Sitting in class and boy, you want a cookie. You're so hungry. And all you want is cookie. You look at me and you think I'm a cookie. You can't do math. All you want is big cookie. So finally, lunch rolls around.
I went to cafeteria.
Fast as a greyhound. Ran to the line and what do I see?
What do you see?
Cheesesteak just looking at me. Fiddle
love to tummy, yummy, 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 yummy,
yummy, yummy, yummy,
yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy,
yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy,
yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy, yummy,
I picture someone playing a Casio keyboard.
Right away.
I finished my lunch, oh what can I say? I didn't even get a lucky tray.
Well, my neighbor did, and he laughed at me while he's coming back with a slush puppy.
Lots of tasty chips, ice cream, and
what's a lucky tray? Does the lucky tray have a free slush puppy? Is that what he got? Ooh, was a free slush puppy off the lucky tray? I want to know more about this slush
which
puppy.
Better is a, which is better, a Slurpee or a slush puppy?
I don't know. I don't think I came from a region where slush puppies were around.
Really? Damn.
I don't. I remember Icy's. I don't remember slush puppies.
I'm finally there, and I say to the lady, how are the cookies? Are they warm today?
You bet they are. We got what? Every kind. Just give me the money, and we'll end this dope rhyme.
I reach in my pocket, give him the fucking money. And I see...
Give him the
I
money, Lebensky!
And no money!
You can't have a cookie if you don't get any money, and you can't have a cookie if you don't...
There's no drum beat to this song. There's no percussion.
And no money, no and you money. Can't have a cookie if you don't get no money, and you can't have a cookie if you don't get no money.
Okay, that
and
was
you
pretty,
can't have a cookie if you don't get no money.
That was pretty dope.
I went to my table,
not quite as fast as a greyhound, because I was tripping and walking up, and then I jumped again. I'm retarded.
And I said to them, I need some change.
They looked at me and said, no way.
I no way.
This girl who was so fine.
I said, hey, girl.
I'll call you anytime.
She gave me the
God
money.
Damn it. God damn it. Is this Nick Fuentes' cookie rap?
And I smiled back as I made my way to the snack shack.
This is white privilege.
Snack Shack lady.
Fucking Snack Shack lady. Why didn't she just smack them kids?
Cookies, are they warm today?
Do you think there were 6 million cookies? Could you bake 6 million cookies, Snack Shack lady? Could you even bake 6 million cookies? Can you?
Here's a good one. Here's a good one.
What is geography? Give me a map. Now point out the countries and how about that? But you might be surprised at so much more, man. I'll give you a hint of what's all in store. You got
look at how embarrassed the kids are. They're just like, oh my god. Let me out of here.
What is geography? Give me a map. Now point out the countries and how about that? But you might be surprised at so much more, man. I'll give you a hint of what's all in store. You got 5 themes that guide you, though. Location, place, movement, and go with the flow and region. How humans interact with the earth, resources, economics. Tell me what it's worth.
He's got a gun!
And maps lie. What? You didn't know? 4 distortions happen.
What?
Part of the show. And what's your culture like? What do you do? And when society says no, man, that's called taboo. And what language do you speak? And do you pray? Religion affects where people move and stay. And it can also dictate how countries interact, like Yemen, Syria, and Iraq. And with tensions and race, tensions arise. And you can get the result of a genocide and genocide internally
that
to refugees
kid behind
and
her?
Migrants.
What the fuck is going on with that kid behind her? He has like, he's like staring at her bun cheeks or something. He's so creeping weird. That kid is so creeping weird. Look at his face.
Is she like the new Mary Kay?
I don't know, man. Look at this guy's face. It's fucked.
Just trying to be free and nation
straight. What the fuck?
Things that they need, resources to clothe, house and feed, and population trends.
I hope that's something perverted. He's not just this into her rap.
Trying to share. And after wars and treaties, it's kind of strange. Old maps can show you that borders change. And what's the history there?
Oh,
can you say what happened in the past still affects today? And weather each year? Climate each year is what you expect, but on a day-to-day basis, weather is what you get, and the climate is changing, and it's easy to see, but that's just the tip of geography. So when people just...
Wow, this is really long.
Think you color and label maps, you can tell them, nah, man, it's more than that.
Nice.
Stop it. Was that Shibisky saying it was nice?
What?
That sounded like Shibisky.
Anytime I'm streaming with Shibisky, he's just like zoned out. And then I mention him, and he goes, what? Every time. What?
I can't believe Shibisky recorded
that. There he is.
That.
There he is.
I can't believe Shibisky recorded that.
He'll just zone out. And then, like, and then you'll say his name, and he'll be like, what?
What?
Like that, every time.
Yeah.
What?
Gonna zap those cheddars if you meet the goal, but we're not gonna meet the goal. Look at that. We got 80%. 80%. You're a nut sweet individual. The $2 dono train. Chuck them twoies. All we need is 77 people to chuck $2.
Yeah. It's quite a bit though.
Yeah. Yeah.
What should we do, man? What can I do?
Boom, bada, boom, boom, boom.
If we turn
boom,
on,
boom.
You know what? Desperate times call for desperate measures, right?
Yeah.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Hard times. Hard times. Violet says, fist Billy? No. No. That's too hard.
9/11 mode?
Can you initiate 9/11 mode when we're this close to war with Iran?
Yes.
Oh. Damn.
Shibisky's like, I'll take a dab right now.
Shibisky will literally take a dab right now. Do a keto mukbang? Sounds delicious. Yeah, Fix Soul says, zap that fat fuck with a 9/11.
Okay. All right. All right. All right.
Da, ba, da, 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 da. That puts us within 150 range, sweet boys and girls.
Yeah. The fuck is this? Oh, dude, this is so bad. I've watched this before. This is so fucking horribly bad.
Oh?
Yes.
RAR XD Nuzzles. Oh, God. This message was typed before you open 9/11, says Kilo. Damn.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm going to honor your 9/11s, but it's not going to be like normal.
Did you hear what the scene kids are saying? They're trying to bring back this look for the roaring 20s.
The roaring 20s. I see. It's like this crunkcore shit that... Broken Side. Have you ever heard of that group, Broken Side?
Yeah.
They were like the pioneers of this kind of sound. They looked like a bunch of emo kids, but they screamed.
Yeah.
Listen to her. Look at her. She's so ridiculous. And you'll be able to pause it. I'll be right back.
Throw your hands up.
This shit is one-on-one.
That's not a good rhyme. Up, hands up with one-on-one, not a good rhyme. Not a good rhyme.
You didn't notice? Bitch, I don't give a fuck. I'll punch you in the face, because you're just such a cunt.
Okay. If you didn't notice, bitch, I don't give a fuck. I'll punch you in the face, because you're just such a cunt. Appreciate her rhyming cunt with fuck. I don't think you can say you don't give a fuck when you obviously went to great lengths to dress like this. Like, you can't just say you don't give a fuck and then dye your hair and, like, wear clothes that you can't get at a normal store. Like, she had to go shopping. Is that shoe on head? This is a poo on head. Shit rap.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm a princess. You're not the type of girl that'll end up on my friend's list.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm a princess. You're not the type of girl that will ever end up on my friends list. Princess with friends list. I'll give her that slant rhyme. As much as I gave her fucking cunt as a rhyme.
Bitch, and your ass is penniless. When it comes to Facebook, my popularity
Penniless with Endless. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Eugenia Cooney does spit bars, though. You know that. You know she does. Eugenia Cooney could totally wrap this girl under the table. Oh, Benjamin has a trouble team. Team trouble over here. There's over 600 people, and you're telling us some of you kind of took your pocket, and these three boys just $2 are going to start banning people except Billy from every Chipotle. We can't make the goal tonight. And looking good, young Bill Fridge. Thank you, Chipotle. Thank you, Chipotle, for your constant support. I got to say, Chipotle is the sweetest restaurant of all time.
I'm better than you, and your boyfriend's a loser. He spends all his time watching porn on his computer.
That was a great rhyme. Your boyfriend, the loser, who spends all his time watching porn on the computer. I am going to say, there's four boys on the screen. I know for a fact the pale white one with the black glasses watches more porn than the rest of the guys. But I bet you they all have a nice healthy jerk shack. You know it.
Your girlfriend fall in love with me, but all I did was use her.
Can't stand her ass.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but he should be saying that to her. What the fuck?
I thought he was.
Oh.
He's telling her to shut up because she called him out about his porn addiction. God.
You got a problem, bitch? You got a problem, bitch?
This would be great if she had started beating him with a baseball bat.
Throw your hands up.
Oh my god. Is this Mickey Avalon?
Oh my god.
This is one music genre that should never have existed. So, I'm not going to do one beer pong for every 9/11 tonight. I don't want to get wasted, but I'm going to do one now in honor of the two, I think three 9/11s that came in. Next time we get another 9/11, I'll do one too.
Beer pong Ben over here, 666. We're at $666 for the first search.
All right.
Search, far.
Here we go.
Do that. Oh, beer bong Ben. Chug. Oh, look at... a little beer bong Ben. Got a little touch of the nipply.
Woo!
Yeah, hail Satan. Hail Satan, beer bong band. Shut the fuck up.
She's so annoying. I hate her.
You got a problem, bitch?
Throw your hands up. Pull your pants up.
Yeah, the screaming is the fucking worst, I think.
The screaming's better than her.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I thought that she was a great break from the screaming because then I only hated her. But the screaming just bothered me. Is that Andrew? That's not Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang wasn't in a screamo rap band, was he? Was he?
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck
she was
up,
pretty
bitch.
Awful. Dude, we suspended the goal for 1 week, and now we're in danger. Oh, here we go. Thank you.
You got a problem,
all right,
bitch.
I'll do it.
Fill all
See,
of
I was
our
just
holes,
worried because we
a
didn't
problem, bitch.
We didn't even have a goal last week, so I was just kind of worried that we might not reach it. Damn. But now we're We're pretty close. $125 away. We're
pretty close. I tend to think that we would have made the goal had we not watched that Onision Screamo video.
Reiterate exactly what you're going to do to yourself if we met the goal.
Okay. If we can hit this goal, I'm going to wear these shock collars on my fat man tits and double shock my chesticles for the kids at home. You know, for the young grown-ups, the young adults that wanted to see young Bill Fridge kill himself one time. I thought it would be a nice bonus, but obviously the fans don't want to see that because they don't want young Bill Fridge getting hurt. And I understand that. I respect that. We'll just have to skip the goal this month so that young Bill Fridge doesn't have to hurt himself. Much appreciated, guys.
Hurt him.
Hurt him. The shock collar is losing its novelty, says Sueto Memes. I agree. Quit hurting that Billy boy. Let's shock the areolas. Nasty man. Nasty man.
I'm pouring the...
Ben, get Osama being fucked up. Says cocaine for the brain with that 9/11. Why is it making like a weird cry?
It's alive.
It's alive.
All right, here we go.
Beer bong Ben. Beer bong Ben. Beer bong Ben. I like how you have the camouflage beer bong so you can do it out in the woods without getting caught.
No one can see me. No one can see me doing that.
Uh-oh. Beer bong Ben. Beer bong Ben. Beer bong Ben. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Beer bong Ben.
Ugh.
Y'all need some fart spray? What's fart spray?
Oh.
Beer bong Ben. Beer bong Ben.
Oh, man.
Good job, beer bong Ben.
Oh, I don't want to do too much more. Oh, man. Man, my stomach is so full of beers.
Beers.
I need to rinse this out pretty soon.
Beer bong Ben. Beer bong Ben. Yeah, is that camouflage so that it's prepared for World War III?
Yes.
Ben's got that military-grade beer bong.
Style.
Yeah. Military grade beer bong, baby. Beer bong Ben. For all your covert chugging needs. Beer bong Ben.
Prosper, my beer brothers.
Yes. Thank you
the
so much.
The greatest rogue trader got us within 100 bones of the goal. Sweet boy. Sweet greatest rogue traders. Billy can butt chug a beer. Is that keto? I don't know if that's keto, is it?
Butt chugging?
Like, would you be mad if I put that...
Ted, to tell the story.
Oh, here's
of
our friends.
People ask how we met or how we started dating. So I want to hear it because it's like a 3-year little story. Because he's kind of talking about it now and I want to see how he would explain this story without saying all the super crude things you just said. Please don't do
that.
Well,
there's no point in even telling the story.
Ted, you can just
modify
it a little bit, okay? You
don't
have to tell
them that. There's no fucking point
in
even telling the story then.
It's going to be a little crude, isn't it?
Oh, it's your first story time video, Ted.
This is a hotel room.
Yes. And by the way, Chris Hansen, he's still in the same room, by the way, but he has photos all over the walls and he had a Christmas tree set up and everything. Jeff Holliday just really wants to believe Chris Hansen lives in a hotel for some reason. He has this weird bias where he wants, I don't know why.
Strange.
Riverdale better be booking some Reading Rainbows with Teddy Hart at the next GCW WrestleMania shit.
Reading Rainbow.
Tell a story now. Let me get Mr. Velvet. He was in the story.
I gotta get you a better angle, sir.
I do all the work almost.
Now I am. I yelled at you for that this morning, Ted.
What?
For making me do that all the time.
This is a story.
It's lazy.
Ted and Maria.
What, yep. Making me a spoon?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Isn't that right? I do all the work almost every time.
You don't do anything, Ted.
Come on.
Are we talking about sex?
Story, or are you getting distracted?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to clean his eyes a little bit.
Man.
So.
Please keep in mind, Ted, I don't want to edit this, so please don't make me do work, and please don't sit there and not talk for a minute. Please.
He's messing with his cat. Leave him alone.
Thank you, Bunny.
Ray likes to put me on the spot, and that's not how I work.
Thank you so much.
Flashback to when I first met her. Which was, I don't think it was the blind pig, but maybe it was the blind pig. But maybe, I don't think it was.
It was. Giancarlo! Giancarlo is the reason.
There are so many bars and clubs around the country called the Blind Pig.
The Blind Pig?
Yeah, yeah. It means something.
What's
like,
it mean?
It's like a type of bar. Let's see.
We got to go into this Blind Pig right now.
There's a bar in Ann Arbor, Michigan called the Blind Pig, and Nirvana played there. That's like their claim to fame there. I know Nirvana played places here dozens of times.
There was a Blind Pig in Seattle, uh-huh. But it's labeled as permanently closed.
Dude, I'm looking it up. Like, there's like Blind Pigs in the Czech Republic and shit like that.
Yeah. It's a Russian River Brewing Company, Blind Pig.
Yeah, I don't know the origin of the term.
Eat at the Blind Pig.
There's a lot of places called Blind Pig, though. What is Blind Pig slang for? Oh, speakeasy.
Ah, a blind tiger or speakeasy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
A police officer who has been bribed to ignore illegal activities.
A blind pig.
A blind pig.
Makes sense.
Ah. And we know it. Oh, he doesn't even know that. He watches the shit, Giancarlo.
So, I guess we met there. And to my surprise, she actually seemed to have an interest in me. And I had no idea who she was. I thought she was just some pretty hot blonde looking wrestler chick who I was like, well, now I'm actually calling myself a wrestler and I'm having to pretend to be an indie wrestler for the first time in my life and actually live in the States and take bookings as my only source of income. There's no going back home or using inheritance or using my savings of any type of sort or money that my dad has put away or a few of my friends.
Look at that cat. Would like to sponsor. That's adorable.
Told to stay out of it for the last 2 years. So in my mind, it'd be okay to try to fuck a female wrestler if it was possible.
The blind Nigi Yar.
What the fuck?
Nigi Yar? Oh, dude, yeah, we met the goal. We met the goal.
Someone just snuck through with the goal?
Yeah, look at it. It's at 103% now.
It's too busy stuck
fuck
on
it.
This.
It's 4 a.m. It here the in ultimate. The frozen wasteland, and I'm feeling charitable.
Thank you so much, Thor. You are awesome.
You're sweet boy,
thank
Thor.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
now
you.
Now I gotta shock my damn chesticles. Yeah, I know, yeah. Worst.
And then we're gonna go to Twitch for maybe like 20 minutes, 30 minutes tonight since we did overtime here. Let me put Young Bill Fridge full screen here.
Well, I gotta get strapped up first.
Oh my god, this is terrible. I remember the last time you did it.
For real.
I know. I don't want to do it. Oh god. All right. No,
We're locked into my chesticles.
Oh no.
We're
did
locked
you did
in.
You test them out and make sure that like it's working?
I think.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
You can try like vibrate mode and see if they work first. Or remember, there's two channels on each controller, so if they're like set to the wrong channel, they might not work. Oh,
double
my
hunteds.
God.
Let's see what happens. 3, 2, 1.
Ah! Oh, dude, he threw it. What are you thinking right now?
It hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts.
Oh It hurts. It hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts.
I have like electric lactations now.
Are you electrical titty milk?
Yeah, dude.
My dude. Good
my
night.
Dude. Good night.
Oh, I had no idea what.
Man.
That shocked the shit out of me, literally.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
IRL actual mania will be. It would be the most awesome thing ever.
Can you feel the love tonight?
And then, you know what? Out of this,
love
Billy.
Love you, Thor.
Billy the Chad would emerge from this, too. Because, like, Billy will get, like, all ripped and shit. You know what would happen. Billy the Chad. Billy the Chad.
Did Egghead shock his titties?
I don't know.
His chundered egg tits?
I don't think so. He did his balls, or at least we took his word for it because we didn't want to see his balls.
Sicko. Sicko. Oh, man. What up, boys? Oh. Do a thing.
A thing.
I might have to use the restroom before we go live on Twitch. Sure. Because I shocked the shit out of myself.
And
literally.
You're going to piss yourself?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for helping us meet the goal. We are going to twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. You can go there right now. We will be on there in about 5 to 10 minutes. So go over there, check us out. We're going to do another short stream there, and we're going to talk to some of our patrons and that sort of thing. So don't miss it. We will see you there. Good night.
Twitch TV.
And Godspeed.
My dude.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.